Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, teaching and prayer time, where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am the one and only yours truly, Prophet Laron Matthews. We're getting ready to take time to pray and to go in on the kingdom of darkness. This is a time where it's very pivotal for our intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry gifts, and kingdom leaders to rise to the occasion. God has a mandate on our life right now to take the word of God around the world. And those that are listening in far and near, we're getting ready to stand in the gap for you. Now, whatever you believe in the Lord for right now, we're taking your petition and your prayer request in the spirit realm. So when you connect your spirit with us, we're going in on your behalf. The word of God said in Psalm 50:5, it says, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. Those who have made that covenant with him by sacrifice. So as we begin to chant, we begin to go into the presence of prayer. We're opening up a channel in the spirit realm. Men and women of God will be able to tap into that open portal or the open heaven as we're releasing prayer. The word of God also said in 1 Timothy 2:1, by way of Paul, he said, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication. So when he said he exhort, he beg and plead. Therefore, first of all, Keisha, your request be made known unto God. Prayer, intercession, be given of thanks for all men, for kings, and those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer, and I'm going to have the shofar blown today. I'm going to have the shofar blown right after this, and then we're going to go into the scripture. And when the shofar is blown, say to God, hear the sound of the shofar. The sound of the shofar is a sign of the presence. The sound of the shofar is an igniting of the blessing. The sound of the shofar is the symbol of God's presence. The sound of the shofar in this time that we're in, as we go into the Pentecost week and the season of it, there is a sound in the land that's shifting all around. There's a wind blowing in the land that's connecting itself to us in this hour. The word of God, we have that. The word first. After the word, to be able to know the word and understand the word. The word of God, the sound of God, the rhythm of God, the frequency of God and the rhythm of God. We have to be in that place. So as we're going into prayer, whatever you believe in, that lady you're sitting at the desk with the earpiece in your ear, the woman of God that's driving and listening in, the one that wants to run, walking into their job, the one that's sitting and eating right now, there's a sound that's getting ready to upgrade your appetite in the kingdom of God and release such a powerful presence over your life right now. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. Go blow that shofar, woman of God. Take us into the presence of God, because there's a sound in the land that's superseding any enemy attack against the kingdom of God.
No man of ashamed that I have to hear. Go to me, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way.
Glory to God.
Yes. Prophet.
Now. All right. Go ahead, woman of God, and read the scripture. And our prayer words are taking it from you.
Good afternoon. The scripture reading will come from Luke, the 10th chapter, the 19th verse. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means or hurt you. Luke, the 10th chapter, the 19th verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Powerful scripture.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Father. Glory to your name, Father, because you are worthy, 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 and you're able, Father, to do all things that fell. And we just want to thank you for this new day that we never seen before, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Oh God, glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, for waking us up on this day, Father God. We thank you, God, for starting us on our way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for just yet another opportunity, Father God, to experience life and life more abundantly, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for how you kept us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Even as we slept, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And you're keeping us right now, Father God, from dangerous seen and unseen, Father God. And we just want to give you the glory, Father God, for being our Jehovah Jireh and our Jehovah Nisi. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for being Jehovah Shalom on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We want to thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you are the great I Am. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you that you are Abba Father to us. Oh, God, glory to your name. We thank you, God, that you are mindful of us. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you care for us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You care about those things that concern us, and we're able to cast our cares upon you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, as we enter into prayer today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're putting on the armor today, Father God. And, Father God, we're putting on the belt of truth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and our feet are being shod with the preparation of the gospel on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We put on our breastplate of righteousness. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We put picking up our helmet and putting it on right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we pick up our shield that is quenching every fiery dart of the enemy. Oh, God, that's being launched at us. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, we pick up our sword, oh, God, which is your word, Father God, hallelujah. And we are now equipped, Father God. So we just thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that we can go in right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we pray right now that you will forgive us of every sin of omission and every sin of commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, every action, every thought. Oh, God, we thank you right now that, Hallelujah, that you are forgiving us for. And we thank you, God, for soaking us and saturating us in the precious blood of Jesus, making us pure as the driven snow right now, Father God, as we cry out to you with sincere, repentant hearts, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're forgiven, oh God, and for your forgiveness, Father God, and for your grace, oh God, that is sufficient, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, that you have now tossed every sin behind your back into this year of forgetfulness to remember them no more, oh God. Now let us, Father God, forgive ourselves, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, because you don't remember the things anymore. So let us forget about it and move on, Father God. Let us forgive others, oh God, of their trespasses against us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because if we don't forgive others, Father God, your word tells us that you won't forgive us. And we need your forgiveness, Father God, each and every day of our lives, Father God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, that there are no more walls blocking us from you, Father God, no more barriers, no more hurdles in the way, oh God, in our relationship with you, oh God. And we bless your holy name, Father God, and we're praying, Father God, for each and every person on this line today, Father God, each and every person, Father God, under the sound of my voice, we're thanking you right now that you're moving by your spirit for them, Father God, and you're meeting them at their point of need, Father God. You know what the needs of your people are because you're sitting high and looking low, and you know everything. Nothing gets past you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, oh God, that as they believe, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, the deliverance shall come, Father God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, that you shall meet the needs, Father God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and Father God, glory, hallelujah, we lifting up, Father God, your people all over the world, Father God, and the sinners, Father God, all over the world, Father God. We're lifting them up before you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we're standing on the wall for them, Father God. We're interceding for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we want to pray on today, Father God, for the homeless. Oh God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you're moving by your spirit for them, Father God, that you are, Father God, making ways out of no way for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that those that are desiring their own home, those that need their own home and their own place of residence, Father God, we thank you for the door that's opening right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for those, hallelujah, that have their names on and subsidy list and Section 8 list, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you are catapulting their names to the top of the list, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And those that are homeless and living outdoors, Father God, we thank you that you're bringing them indoors. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. Excuse me. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor right now, Father God. And we thank you, God, for feeding the hungry on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that oh, God, that the refrigerators will be filled, Father God. Oh, God, hallelujah, the pantries will be filled, Father God, that they will lack of nothing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that one of your servants, many of your servants in the four corners of the earth will come and bless them. Oh, God, even in the grocery store, just pay it forward. Pay someone's grocery bill, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that your people will lack no good thing in the season, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because your word tells us we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. So, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for caring for the homeless, Father God, and the hungry, Father God. And, Father God, we lift up the bereaved families on today, Father God, and we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you covering them, Father God, for you strengthening them, Father God. We thank you that the comforter has already been sent, Father God, and we thank you that you're raising them up, Father God, and strengthening them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with your mighty right hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're ministering to their hearts and their minds right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're giving them the strength, Father God, to make it through, Father God, even as some, oh, God, are burying loved ones right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We're in the midst of the services right now, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're, oh, God, that you're right there with them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're giving them the strength, oh, God, to make it through, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch right now, Father God. Touch their hearts, Father God. Mend their hearts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Catch those tears, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, cause the families of the bereaved to walk in love. Oh, God, we loose your love upon them right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them uphold one another, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for what you're doing for the bereaved families, Father God. And you meet every one of their needs, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, on this day, Father God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. And we thank you, God, for your the children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Your children all over the world, the young children, the old children, Father God, the babies, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the children in utero, Father God, we lift them up before you right now, Father God, and we just thank you, God, for your divine protection, Father God, that you're covering them, Father God, as they come and they go, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that your hand is upon them, Father God, that no evil will come upon them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, even each and every one of our children and grandchildren, oh, God, as they're going back and forth, to and fro, Father God, glory, hallelujah, cover them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you for the hedge of protection of angelic hosts surrounding them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, as they're on their jobs and, oh, God, as they're in school, Father God, as they're on the roadway, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we bind up accidents and accidents unseen, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we want to thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for even, Father God, glory, hallelujah, serving up the gifts on the inside of them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, taking them, oh, God, hallelujah, to have a closer relationship with you, a right relationship with you, Father God. We thank you for their salvation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that the back of rebellion is being broken off this generation right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're putting them on fire for you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We praise you, God, right now. We give you the glory and we give you the honor that their feet right now, Father God, are being planted on their destiny track, oh, God, not to turn back but to go forward, oh, God, into the divine purpose that you have for their lives, oh, God. And we thank you that they shall discover it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Right now, they shall discover it in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you for those graduating from college and high school, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that they're graduating with honors, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that whatever, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, college they want to go to extend their education, Father God, that you will open the door for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God, and we give you the praise and we give you the glory. And, God, we break every single unhealthy soul tie, every one that's not supposed to be connected to them, Father God. We break their soul tie right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you are planting, oh, God, hallelujah, your people around them, Father God, people that will push them, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and encourage them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you. And, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we bind up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the attacks on the mind of the youth, oh, God, on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, get into the minds, Father God, shift their minds, Father God, alter their thoughts right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and those spirits that come to attack them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the night realm, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the daytime, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we drive them back to the pit of hell, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and Satan, we bind you right now, we command you right now, we're not begging or pleading with you, but we command you to take your hands right now off of God's children, take your hands off of God's people right now and fall back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, because the blood of Jesus rebuke you right now. I said the blood of Jesus rebuke you now. You are defeated, folks. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned, for this is the heritage of your people, oh, God. So we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that the chains are falling off right now. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that the shackles are being loosed right now. We thank you, God, that the captives are being set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for touching the bodies right now, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for those that are sick, Father God, that your healing balm is being released right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you that the healing balm is flowing on this line right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It's flowing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to your people everywhere, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, God. Touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We're binding up right now high blood pressure, and we send it back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus. We command that blood pressure to come under divine alignment right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we're binding up the diabetes right now. Oh, God, we speak to the pancreas, and we command that pancreas to pump the insulin, oh, God, on its own in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare our overproduction of insulin, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, that the blood sugars are lining up with your word right now. Those A1C levels are lining up with your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We cut the tentacles off that spirit of diabetes right now. All eight tentacles, we cut it off and we cast it into the hellfire right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thanking you, God, for freedom in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thanking you, God, that you're freeing these bodies up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we bind up inflammation in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Inflammation in the joint. Inflammation, oh God, in the legs, oh God, in the arms and the fingers and the hands, oh God, inflammation, oh God, even in the spine, oh God, glory, hallelujah, inflammation, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, in the feet, in the legs, Father God, inflammation, Father God, in the nervous system, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we bind it up right now and we cast it into the fiery sea in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, that the circulatory issues, oh God, are lining up with your word right now, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for getting into the bloodstream right now, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that you're filtering out that tainted blood system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're giving us, your people, a divine blood transplant right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus, oh, God, is flowing in the veins of your people right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, touch the heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, get into the heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Open the heart valve, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Cause the blood to pump through the heart exactly how you designed it to pump, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up heart attacks right now. We bind up strokes right now. We bind up, Father God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up congestion, heart failure. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up the open heart surgeries right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just thank you that the heart is beating regularly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cast down the irregular heartbeats and the palpitations in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, God, that you're laying your hand upon the heart right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And even that heart, that stony heart, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're removing the stony heart, Father God, and giving your people a heart of flesh, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, glory, hallelujah. And you're performing, oh, God, divine heart surgeries right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Let the hearts be circumcised, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us have a heart for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, oh, God, and we pray for the lungs on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, breathe on your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and they shall breathe, oh, God. So we bind up fluid in the lungs, oh, God. We send pneumonia back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we're getting into the respiratory tract right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that the breathing, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, is easy. Oh, God, the breathing, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Is lining up with your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you're breathing your breath upon us right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for getting even into the sinus area. Oh, God, the nasal passageway, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that the balm is flowing right now and it's healing up the sinus infections and, oh, God, the running noses, Father God, the ear infections, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the middle ear infections, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, it's healing right now, Father God, and soothing Father God, right now, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the colds and the coughs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those migraines, oh, God, they're going back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, for healing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even the allergies, oh, God, the puffy eyes and the red eyes, the runny eyes, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're drying up that nasal passage right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we count it done right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We plead the blood right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, touch right now, Father God, even the throat area. Father God, soothe the throat. Let the balm soothe the throat, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Clear up that scratchy throat, that sore throat, that throat in pain, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, touch that, oh, God, that thyroid right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Balance it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Go into the esophagus right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Clear right now. Clear up that esophagus issue right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And get down in that digestive tract in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we're binding up the acid reflux right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we're binding up the GERD, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, when we eat, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we're thanking you right now that our food will digest exactly how you designed it to digest. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, get into the colon area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the bowels, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, regulate the bowels, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, the colon, Father God. We bind up any polyps or any irregular behavior in the colon area, Father God. Colon cancer, we send it back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Prostate cancer, we send it back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Breast cancer, brain cancer, we send it back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we bind in them every bit of cancer, that throat cancer. We bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind it up and we cast it into the fiery sea. Every cancerous cell, we command it to dry up and run to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for healing those of lupus, Father God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that leukemia is taking flight right now back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. AIDS and HIV is leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up, oh, God, these spirits, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that come to pervert your people, Father God. Incubus and succubus, take your rightful place in the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Perversion, go back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Lust, we call you out right now, and we send you back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, herpes, go back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for healing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, everything, hallelujah, that's not like you, tumors, oh, God, in the brain, oh, God. Tumors, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, on various parts of the body, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, on the ovaries, oh, God, hallelujah, on the cervix, Father God, we thank you, God, that you're healing right now that female anatomy, those fibroid tumors have got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for what you're doing right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, we give you the praise, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and we bind up every mind-binding spirit right now, oh, God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that confusion is leaving right now, oh, God, and taking its rightful place in the pit of hell, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, that fear is leaving right now and taking its rightful place in the pit of hell, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you that even the fear of failure and the fear of man is leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bind up, Father God, mental health disorders that schizophrenia has got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That paranoia and mania is taking its rightful place in the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that there's that dissociative disorder or split personality is leaving right now. Let the whole man emerge. Let the real man emerge. The real self, the true self, the true identity in Christ emerge right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we bind up the bipolar disorder right now, oh God, and we send it back to dry places, oh God, and we just thank you, God, that anxiety is leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you, God, right now that those suicide thoughts are leaving right now. We cast them into the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that depression and oppression, oh, God, is leaving right now. You're pulling the people out of the pit of depression and oppression right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just loosen love, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We loosen peace over the people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak peace be still in the mighty name of Jesus. Peace be still everywhere, on the jobs, in the home, in every situation and circumstance in the lives of your people, oh God. And we thank you, God, that that spirit of infirmity is rising up right now and taking its rightful place in the pit of hell. And we thank you for your word that says, by his stripes they were healed. We thank you for your word that says, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you delivered them from them all. We thank you for your word that says, healing is the children's bread. And we thank you, God, that your word tells us that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So we thank you, God, that your people are no longer bound, but they're free right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. And we want to praise you, God, and we want to pray for families all over the world, Father God, right now. We thank you, God, for restoration of the family, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, that all bickering and quarreling and arguments are going to the dry place right now, oh God, but love is being loosed in the family, and they're walking on one accord, and they're loving on one another, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you for the marriages, Father God. We pray for the marriages on today, and we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're bringing them, oh God, back together, Father God, that you're lighting a new fire in the marriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're Satan-proofing the marriages, Father God, that a hedge of protection is around these marriages, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you for the lines of communication opening up, Father God, and that giddy love, you're bringing it back to them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're causing them to remember right now why they fell in love in the first place, why they joined in the first place, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're causing them to remember the vows and remember the covenant that they made before you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and thoughts of divorce and thoughts of separation, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, you're removing them out of their minds, oh God, and they're rethinking it all, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let these husbands and wives walk on one accord and walk as one, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, let there be peace in their marriage, oh God. Let there be love like never before in their marriage, new love, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we pray for those that are brokenhearted on today, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you are mending the pieces, Father God. Those that are downtrodden, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you are lifting them up, Father God, lifting up their countenance, Father God, pulling them out, restoring their joy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that are, hallelujah, with low self-esteem, Father God, that you're, oh God, moving on their self-esteem, Father God. You're letting them know, Father God, to you and others that you love them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And they're no longer listening to the words that the enemy speaks in their head about being inadequate, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God, that they're listening to you speak, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that they are loved and you love them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and other people love them too, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we pray for the government on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we pray that you're moving right now over the government. You're moving over the White House. You're moving over the president and the vice president, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, let them hear your voice loud and audibly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and let them hear you and obey you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we bind up this corruption, oh God, in the government, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you're sweeping through, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and cleaning it all up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, casting out every dark thing, Father God, and exposing it, bringing it to the light, and casting it away, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, and we just praise you, God. We just bless you, God. We just want to thank you, God, for doing it right now, Father God. Move on the judicial system, Father God, this corrupt judicial system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Overthrow the unjust judge, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. As your people go in for cases on today and in the days to come, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Vindicate them, Father God. Surround the room, Father God, with angelic hosts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to bring them the victory, Father God, even as the shofar was blown, Father God. We decree and declare the victory in every area of all your people's lives, of each of our lives, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing, hallelujah, for your people everywhere, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. Now, Father God, we pray, Father God, for our overseer, Prophet, the Ron Matthew, Father God. We thank you for him, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for how you emptied him out, Father God, even on this weekend and even when he got back home. Father God, you emptied him out some more, Father God. So, Father God, strengthen him now, Father God. Pour back the virtue into him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Minister to his mind and his heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, pour down fresh oil now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Take him higher and deeper in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Bless his food and his water. Oh, God, it's coming and it's going, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Everywhere his feet tread, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let it be blessed and let your favor go ahead of him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Move by your spirit for him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, unleash miracle after miracle in his life and the life of his family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in his ministry and all the ministry partners, Father God. We pray for them as well. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. And, Father God, we pray for his father and his mother. Oh, God, we pray for the children and the grandchildren. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, for the siblings, Father God. We pray for each and every kingdom leader. We pray for the local assembly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray for the virtual members and all of the partners, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to the ministry, Father God. Move by your spirit for them, Father God. Meet every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we lift up Lisa Bryan on today. We thank you for her, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for performing miracles in her life, Father God, touching her body, touching the granddaughter's body. We remember, Father God, how you, oh, God, touched and, oh, my goodness, and delivered and performed that miracle for her son, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, move by your spirit for her, Father God. Meet every one of the needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for you continuing to strengthen her, Father God. We thank you, God, for how the woman of God is still on the post. She could have said, I'm not feeling well, oh, God, but she kept on moving, oh, God, and the things of you. So, Father God, bless her, Father God. Give her a special blessing, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Give her a blessing that she don't have room to even contain, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for her, Father God, and we thank you for continued healing, Father God, and continued strength, oh, God, and virtue to the woman of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and I thank you, God, for the prayer warriors, hallelujah, that are all over the world and the one that will come after me, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, God, and I praise you, God. Strengthen Alva, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move by your spirit for her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Use her for your glory, oh, God. And we just want to thank you and praise you. And now, Father God, we bind up everything that's not like you, every principality, every high and haughty thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge and your power, every demonic force. We drive it back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single trick, trap, ploy, plot, and plan of the enemy, we render it null and void right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we reach up right now. We intercept every fiery dart that's being launched at your people everywhere right now in this noonday watch, oh, God, where destruction lays waste. So we bind up every bit of destruction, oh, God. We bind up every bit of witchcraft. We bind up every bit of evil, oh, God. We bind up every bit of anger, oh, God. And we just destroy it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that every bit of backlash and retaliation is being sent back in dry places. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, and we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, we just praise you and we bless your holy name on today. We magnify you. We glorify you. We exalt you, oh God. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. You are worthy to be honored, Father. Hallelujah. We love you with all our heart, soul, and strength, God. Father God, we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy, God. We thank you for your will, your way, and your word. Father, we thank you for ordering our steps in your word, oh God, and we ask you to continue to lead and guide us in all truth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just rejoice in today because this is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, we thank you for being the light, hallelujah, of our salvation. Whom shall we fear? We thank you for being the strength of our life. Whom shall we be afraid, oh God? Hallelujah. Even when our enemies come to eat up our flesh, they stumble and fall. So we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you are a protection, oh God. You are a real war. You, hallelujah, are a mighty battle axe and weapon of war, oh God. Hallelujah. It's in you that we live, move, and have our being, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for purpose on today. We thank you for your promises, our yes and amen. We thank you, oh God, that we can do all things through you who strengthen us. Hallelujah. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. We thank you for health, life, and strength, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for being our healer, oh God. Hallelujah. Our balm in Gilead, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for being our great physician in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment. Hallelujah. I condemn it in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. This is our heritage and our righteousness. Hallelujah. It's of you, Lord God, because we are your servants, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your promises, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you watch over your word to perform it, oh God. We thank you that you will accomplish your word into the places that it's been sent, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So we ask you to continue to live, move, and have your being in us, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to order our steps in your word, lead and guide us into all truth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for victory over today. Thank you for victory today, oh God. For the victory that overcometh the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that your word that we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against you, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word, oh God, hallelujah, that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of souls and spirit, oh God, and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, oh God. We thank you for discernment on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you know the heart of all men, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for your word, oh God, hallelujah, that lives, moves, and abides in us. Hallelujah, that cleanses us, oh God. Hallelujah, that keeps us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for giving us the opportunity, oh God. Hallelujah, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, to study your word, oh God, to show ourselves approved unto you, oh God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your mighty power, oh God, your spirit of truth, oh God, your living spirit, oh God. We thank you for your word, Lord God, that move every spirit of opposition, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your spirit, oh God, of your word, hallelujah, that moves mountains, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the faith, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that faith is the substance of the things that we hope for, and it's the evidence of the things we don't see, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even though we have tribulation, God, you said we have tribulation, but tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, as we move in your word, as we follow the leading guiding of your ordinances, hallelujah, being obedient, oh God, being willing, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, we should not be ashamed, hallelujah, but we shall eat the good of the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your goodness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray even for our leader on today, Prophet Lerone Matthews, God. We ask you to continue to crown him with, hallelujah, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Continue to move, hallelujah, according to your purpose and your perfect will for his life, oh God. Continue to anoint him afresh from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We bind up every spirit of backlash and retaliation that will come against him. We bind up every spirit that is sent out against the man of God, every spirit, hallelujah, of confusion that will try to bring division and, hallelujah, and distortment, hallelujah, in the things he's called to do. God, we thank you, God, for his sound mind. We thank you for clarity. We cover his mind in the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that even though the weapons may form, they will not prosper. Hallelujah, we condemn it right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we send it back to dark and dry places. We send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Every evil word, every negative word, hallelujah, every uncomfortable feeling, we cancel your assignments right now over our leader in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare where there is unity, there is strength. And we decree and declare the unity, oh God, hallelujah, with our leader, oh God, hallelujah, to those sons and daughters, oh God, hallelujah, those that are connected, those covenant partners, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We bind ourselves with cords that cannot be broken. In the name of of Jesus, God. Give us order and clarity and understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let your perfect will be done, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We ask you to meet every need for him today, God, even in his health, oh God. We speak life and strength to his health, oh God, in the name of Jesus, physically and mentally, oh God. And spiritually, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you're taking him to higher heights and deeper depths, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in his life, Father. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're making the way easy for him. Hey, God, we thank you, Lord God, that he's put all his trust in you, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, he shall not be ashamed, oh God, because he looked to the year from which comes his help, all his help come for you. So we stand for our leader today in the name of Jesus, God, strengthening his arms, oh God. Hallelujah, being those that help uplift his arms, those that help to serve him, oh God. Hallelujah, that he may fulfill your purpose, hallelujah, and the will and the assignment you have predestined for his life in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for his children. We thank you for them today. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. We bind up the hand of the enemy, oh God, that has any plans and plots and entrapments against them. We cancel them in the name of Jesus. Every entrapment, hallelujah, every distraction, we bind you in the name of Jesus over his children, hallelujah, over his grandchildren, over all his loved ones, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit of division, every spirit of confusion. We bind you and we send you back, hallelujah, to the pits of hell from which you came. In the name of Jesus, we cover his mother, hallelujah, Susan Matthews, in the blood of Jesus. We cover his father, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, in the blood of Jesus. God, we ask you to continue to cover him, hallelujah, apply your love and protection around him, apply your healing on him, keep him safe from all trouble, accidents, hurt, harm, danger, seen and unseen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for every leadership over his ministry, oh God, everyone that's serving under him. Hallelujah, God, we ask you to bless them in a special way, all the prophets, the apostles, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, all the administrators, oh God, all the servants of helps, and hallelujah, all those that work in the office of hospitality, oh God, and the minstrels, and the, hallelujah, the media department, oh God, the psalmists, oh God. We ask you to bless everybody, hallelujah, that works with LaRon Matthews Ministry and the Church of Prophetic International Ministry, oh God. We ask you to bless them in a special way in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cover them in the blood, oh God. Bless, hallelujah, Administrator Aretha Bryan in a special way, oh God. Comfort her heart, oh God. Comfort her mind, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, God. And any weapon that is formed against her, God, we condemn it in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy that will try to come and hinder her and distract her, hallelujah, and cause her to be, hallelujah, distracted from the things that God has called her to do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cancel those assignments, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the victory, hallelujah, in her life and over her family, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, we thank you for her being a mighty woman of warrior and prayer in the kingdom of God and trusting in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your goodness and your mercy over your people today, oh God. Hallelujah, thank you, Father, for our chief intercessor, hallelujah, Pastor Willinda Brown, God. We ask you to continue to cover her in the blood of Jesus, God. Continue to protect her, oh God. Continue to protect her mind, God. Bless her family in a special way in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Give her strength, oh God, where she feels weak at. Give her hope, oh God, where the enemy's trying to take her hope, oh God. Be that anchor in her soul, oh God. Hallelujah, to continue to stand strong and firm, oh God. Hallelujah, restore strength into her, oh God, even as she blessed her people on the other day in a great and mighty way with a powerful word, oh God. Continue to restore the virtue that have left her body, oh God. Continue to build her, oh God. Continue to give her wisdom, not to understand and to speak to your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for our mother on today, Mother Thelma Sidney, oh God. We ask you to cover her in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Continue to comfort her heart, oh God. Continue to meet every need, oh God. Continue to wrap your arms of love around her, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen her, Father. Hallelujah. Bless her children, oh God. Bless her daughter in a special way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for favor over Mother Sidney's life. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you for this victory, hallelujah, that overcometh the world. So God, we just bless you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. when you said it in your word, Lord God, hallelujah, that you exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, oh God, hallelujah, for kings and for all that are in authority, Father, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty, Father, for this is good and acceptable, hallelujah, in your sight, Lord God, our Savior, Lord God, hallelujah, who will have all men, oh God, to be saved, hallelujah, and to come into the knowledge of the truth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Sanctify us through thy truth, oh God, for thy word is truth, Father, in the name of Jesus. So cause us to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Hallelujah, for he said the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, oh God. Hallelujah, he said in all our getting, get understanding, oh God. So we thank you for your word, oh God, for you watch over your word to perform it, oh God. You place your word above your name, Father, and we thank you, our God, that your word, oh God, hallelujah, will move the positions of the enemy under the Bosiandaya, in the name of Jesus. So we, your children, oh God, we trust in your word, Father, and you said it's better for them to have a millstone tied around their neck, oh God, and to be cast into the depths of the sea to offend any of your little ones, oh God. So we decree and declare, even though offenses come, oh God, we will not be offended, oh God, because you will protect us, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you that you hide us under the shadow of your wings, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for your promises on today, which is yes and amen. Hallelujah, God. We ask you to continue to loose your ministering angels, oh God, to minister to your people, oh God, to minister to those that are, hallelujah, hurting, oh God, to those that are looking for hope, oh God, to those that need to be delivered and set free, to those that need to be saved, Father. Send your ministering angels to comfort them, hallelujah, to help them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to cause them to know, oh God, that you have sent forth the paraclete, oh God, the Holy Ghost to help, oh God, to lead and guide into all truth, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So let your ministering angels be, hallelujah, placed, oh God, hallelujah, in the north, south, east, in the west, in the body of Christ, in the churches, in the houses, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, where there's confusion, oh God. Let your ministering angels come forth, oh God, and comfort and bring forth peace, oh God, hallelujah, the peace that passes all understanding, oh God. Teach those, hallelujah, that are connected with you, oh God, how to move and operate in the realm of peace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask you to send your guardian angels on today. Send your guardian angels over your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Guard your people, oh God. Guard our children as they go into these schools, oh God. Guard our children as they go to the stores. Guard our children as they play outside, oh God. Guard them from the spirit, hallelujah, of the devil, oh God, that comes to steal, kill, and destroy their life. Hallelujah. Guard them from the spirits of sex trafficking and blood sacrifice. Guard them from those spirits, oh God, of perversion and pedophiles, in the mighty name of Jesus. Guard our children, oh God. Guard our babies, oh God. Guard the young women, oh God, as they go forth, hallelujah, and be loose, oh God. Guard them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from the hand of the enemy, oh God, that's coming to steal and destroy their life, oh God. Guard them, Father, in the name of Jesus, with your ministering angels, hallelujah, your guardian angels, oh God. Guard them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the enemy that comes to steal and sell organs, oh God. Guard them, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, those souls, oh God, that are coming, hallelujah, across the board, oh God. Guard them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Guard them, oh God, from those that are coming to bring them into ungodliness, oh God, to destroy their life, Father. Guard them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Be a light unto their feet and a lamp unto their pathway, oh God. Lead and guide them into all truth. Lead them and guide them into salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lead and guide them into healing and restoration, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, loose your warring angels on today. To go into war against every principality, and power, every ruling force of darkness, every spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God. Hallelujah. Cause your, hallelujah, warring angels to come and war with us. To teach us the accuracy of war in the spirit. To cancel the signs of the enemy that has been sent out against your people to destroy us. The enemy that comes to depopulate us. The enemy that comes to deceive us, oh God. Let your warring angels give us wisdom to help. To war according to the realms of the spirit. Hallelujah. To war according to the realm of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For your ministry
ministering angels and your warring angels. We thank you for your guardian angels, oh God. We thank you for your warring angels, oh God. We thank you for your ministering angels. We thank you for your guardian angels, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your messenger angels, oh God. Send your messenger angels to minister to those, hallelujah, that are in leadership in the body of Christ. Send your messenger angels to give us the messages, hallelujah, that we need to hear at such a time as this. Oh, send your messenger angels, oh God, hallelujah, to continue to allow us to see, oh God, hallelujah, to oppose the enemy, hallelujah, that comes to try to destroy the gates of the church, oh God. You said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, oh God. Hallelujah. So send, oh God, hallelujah, your messenger angels, oh God, to allow us to receive the messages, oh God, to know that it is okay, oh God, to move forward, oh God, know it when we should stand still, oh God, know when we shall go to the left, Father, know when we shall go to the right, oh God. Send your men, your messenger angels, oh God, hallelujah, to make sure that, hallelujah, that they bind the hand of the enemy, oh God, that tries to keep us from receiving the message, from receiving the word, from receiving the vision, from receiving the mysteries and the revelations. Bind the hand of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I come against every opposing force, every spirit, hallelujah, that comes to distract and annihilate. I bind your powers in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We root up every spirit of bitterness, oh God, where the enemies can work against your people, oh God. Ha-sekadela, we bind up pride and Leviathan in the name of Jesus. We bind up Nephilim spirits and lift and spirits of reptilian, oh God. We bind up the lying spirits, hallelujah, that comes to illuminate, oh God, that have been sent by the Illuminati, oh God, that's bringing forth false light, oh God, that's an angel of light, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind those spirits in the name of Jesus. Hokorosondia, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I bind up every spirit, hallelujah, of fires. Fires, yes, and that will come against anybody that, hallelujah, that is on this line. Anybody that is connected, hallelujah, hallelujah, and covenant partners with this line. I bind up fires. I take authority over my now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over fires. Hallelujah, industrial fires, hallelujah, technical fires, electrical fires. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare it will not form, hallelujah, and it will not prosper. We cancel those assignments that's trying to prosper against us. Hallelujah, we bind the hand of the enemy that comes to form these assignments. We lose confusion in the camp of the enemy. Hallelujah, we lose forgiveness in the camp of the enemy. Hallelujah. We lose a war, Hasekendia. Hallelujah. Of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Against the hand of the enemy. Hasekendia the Messiah. Oh God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you that we're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We thank you that we're triumphant. Huh? Hallelujah. By the lion of the tribe of Judah. That roar, Hasekomandia. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the victory on today. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So God, bless your people. Bless the elders on today. Bless the mothers and the fathers, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. It's under the Messiah. Hallelujah. We send a wake-up call, Father, to the mothers and the fathers, oh God. We send a wake-up call to the elders, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. You said to call the old because they know the way, oh God. And you call the young because they're strong, oh God. Hallelujah. Call, hallelujah, the elders to show the way, oh God. Hallelujah. Call the young to be strong, to pay attention, and to follow the way. In the name of Jesus, cause them to lay hold, hallelujah, of the hope that is set before them, oh God. Hallelujah, that they will know of the way that they shall take, oh God. Hallelujah, but that they will not be strong and wild and reckless in the land, oh God. Hallelujah, not having wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. Give them a desire, to hear the words of wisdom. Give them a desire to hear the words of knowledge. Give them a desire to hear the words of understanding, oh God. The young that is strong, oh God. That they will not be destroyed, oh God. Hallelujah, because it's not by power, oh God, and it's not by might, but it's by your spirit, oh God.
Cause them to hear the spirit of the wise, oh God. Cause them to hear the spirit of the mothers and the fathers, oh God. Hallelujah, that have moved into greater dimensions of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, huh? That have moved into greater knowledge of experiences, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, cause the young adults to hear, oh God. Cause them to obey, oh God. Cause them to know this is the time, oh God, that they shall seek your face, oh God. They shall lay prostrate before you and say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to know God? Not to know man, not to know the traditions of man, not to know paganistic, hallelujah, ideologies of man, oh God. Hallelujah, but to know you, oh God. Hallelujah, to know you, oh God. Hallelujah, the power, hallelujah, of your resurrection, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the fellowship of your resurrection and the power, oh God. Hallelujah, of your suffering, oh. Cause them to know you, oh God. Cause them to know, hallelujah, hallelujah, that they will be persecuted for righteousness' sake, oh God. Hallelujah, but you got us, Father, and we thank you for it, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, help your people, God. Help your people, oh God. Hallelujah, those that are sick and shut in, oh God. Hallelujah, those that are wounded, oh God. Those that want to commit suicide. We bind that devil in the name of Jesus, and we lose life, hallelujah, and life more abundantly. We bind suicidal spirits. We bind murdering spirits, and we lose life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we speak, hallelujah, to this world. We speak to this earth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that peace will be, hallelujah, prevalent, hallelujah, in this land in the name of Jesus. We pray, hallelujah, even for the peace of Jerusalem. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the peace of Jerusalem, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, hallelujah, for the peace that is within us. We thank you that we shall have peace in us. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that we are the seed of Abraham. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, that even though we see war, oh God, hallelujah, war-torn nations, oh God, we thank you that the peace is within us. We thank you that your kingdom is within us. We thank you that Jerusalem and Israel is within us. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, even though all this is happening, and even though it is written in your word, oh God, we thank you that we come, hallelujah, in the volume of the book. It is written of us to do thy will, oh God. Hasekana Messiah. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that we, hallelujah, are your word, oh God. We are the ecclesia, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are, hallelujah, your word, oh God. Hallelujah, that is written in our hearts and in our minds, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let your perfect will be done, oh God, in this earth at such a time as this, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind spirits of fear, hallelujah, fear that comes to, hallelujah, bring torment. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that perfect love casts out fear. Hallelujah, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. We thank you for a sound mind today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, help your people. Help those people, oh God, that are lost. Help those people, oh God, that have not, oh God, those that are in need, oh God, of food and clothes and shelter, oh God. Hallelujah. You said we once were done and we now old, oh God, and we never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread, oh God. Let them trust in you, oh God. Let them seek your face, oh God. You said first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added into them, oh God. Today we decree and declare a seeking, oh God, a seeking to your people, to seek your face, oh God. Hallelujah, to have faith in you, oh God, to trust in you, oh God, and to see your promises come to pass, to see a change come into their life, oh God. Hallelujah, as you will move, hallelujah, the hand of the enemy out of their way, as you will open doors for them, oh God, that no man can shut, oh God, as you will bring favor over their life, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Meet the needs of the people, oh God. Wake them up, hallelujah, to cry unto you, oh God. To cry unto you, Father. To seek your face, to knock that the door will be open, to ask, hallelujah, that it shall be given, to seek that they will find, Father. Hallelujah. Those that are hopeless, those that are, hallelujah, giving up, oh God, let them know it's in you that they live, move, and have their being. Let them know that they're complete in you, who is the head of all principalities and powers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just praise you and we magnify you on today. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory and the honor, oh God. Hallelujah. We have confidence in you and in your word, oh God. Hallelujah. We know that you hear our prayer, oh God. And because we have this confidence in you, oh God, we know that, hallelujah, we would have this petition granted unto us, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah. Your word will not return unto you void, oh God, but it will accomplish, oh God, the things to wherein it's been sent, Father. Send your word on today, oh God. Let your word prevail on today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your word, hallelujah, prevail in the hearts of your people, oh God. We send your word out today. We send the clarion call, oh God. We send the beacon light from the lighthouse, oh God. Let it shine far and near, oh God. Let it shine to the nations, oh God. Hallelujah. Let them see your light. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Even as you said, hear, O Israel. Hallelujah. Hear the Lord. Hear, O Israel. So, Father God, just open up their ears, O God, that they may hear what the Spirit is saying, hallelujah, to us, the church, O God. Hallelujah. Open up their eyes, their spiritual eyes, that they may perceive what you show, O God, and cause them to walk therein in that way, O God. Sanctify us through thy truth, O God, for thy word is truth, O God. For you said you will lead and guide us into all truth, O God. So we thank you for the truth, O God. We thank you, O God, for your Holy Spirit, Father. Hallelujah, that we move, hallelujah, by your Spirit. Hallelujah, we have our being by your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We love you, we praise you, and we magnify you. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised, O God. You're worthy to be honored, O God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, O God, for our nation, O God. Hallelujah. The people that love you, O God. We thank you, hallelujah, that those that know their God shall be strong. Hallelujah. Great exploits, O God. So we thank you, Father God, that we shall know you some more and more each day, O God. You're crowning us, O God, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your word, hallelujah, that we've hid in our heart, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that that word shall bring much fruit forth, O God, because we abide in you, our vine, O God, and you abide in us, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the Father, hallelujah, being the farmer, the husbandman, O God. Hallelujah, that keeps the field, O God, hallelujah, of the sheep, O God. Hallelujah, of us, your vessels, O God, the remnant of your people, God. We thank you. We trust you, O God. We know we are not afraid, hallelujah, of anything, O God, because our trust is in you. We delight in you, O God, and you will make us a delightsome land. Hekorobosafa, you take pleasure in our prosperity, O God, not in our just finances, O God, but you take pleasure in our prosperity, God, our health and our well-being. You take pleasure, hallelujah, in the prosperity of your servants, O God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, O God, that we're one body, O God, and many members, O God, and we shall function in the fullness of the Godhead. In Jesus' great and mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus, for clearing the atmosphere, hallelujah. Truly, you have cleared the atmosphere for us today, Father. Hallelujah, we thank you that you're sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us, Father. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. I ask that you fill the intercessor's cup. All the two intercessors that prayed before me and all those on the line that are praying in the back. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Fill up their cups, Father God. Fill them up, glory be to God. Let their cups overflow, hallelujah, for the service, for the rendering. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, I ask that you speak virtue back into their body. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Blow your ruach into their nostrils and revive them, Father God. Hallelujah. Meet the desires of their hearts, glory be to God, their needs, hallelujah, as well as your servants on the line. Bless your name, Jesus. You're wonderful. You're magnificent. You're awesome. You're the all-knowing God. There's nothing you don't see. There's nothing you don't hear. And I thank you that you've come for our words, hallelujah. You've come for our obedience to be in position. Stand with the man of God. Hallelujah. in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're leading and guiding us and protecting us, hallelujah, and teaching us to know of our enemies and leading us in a plain path because of our enemies today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, the angels of the living God, hallelujah, has our enemies under arrest. Woo, glory be to God. The angels of the living God has our enemies under arrest. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus, who's worthy, worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord, for making everything beautiful in its time. My God, thank you so much. You're so awesome. You're so awesome. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, for your presence and your power. We thank you, Father God, that you expose us to the greatness that you have for us. Glory be to God. I say it as I stand with the prophet. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, for your acceleration is our portion. Hallelujah. And manifestation is our now. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Our soul says yes to you, Father. Glory be to God. Deep down, we cry out yes. Yes to your way. Yes to your will. We stand in agreement, hallelujah, for the prayers that have gone forward. Glory be to God. And now, Lord, as we prepare and have prepared to dine at the master's table, hallelujah, to hear what your man servant has been stirred to say so eloquently, Father. My God, I ask you to touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Father. We thank you, Father God, that this hour is a transformation and change. Thank you, Father. We're so privileged to dine at the master's table. We thank you, Father God. You're so awesome and so generous. Hallelujah. You're so bountiful on how you love on us. Glory be to God. You love on us more than we could ever love on ourselves. You show us the greatness that's inside of us, Father God, that you want to come out. And we thank you, Father God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Father God, with a shout of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With that final note, Father God, with the shout of joy as we prepare, hallelujah, to eat in Jesus' name. Humbly say thank you. Bless you, man of God. Bless you, prophet. Bless all those on the line. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord today. And we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. For the trumpet has been blown. The sound has been established. We give God all the praise and the honor and the glory for all that he's doing for many of us on today. In this prophetic being made right now in the kingdom of God and for so many of us today, we bless the Lord. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, restore, replenish. We feel the intercessors that have prayed today. We thank you right now, those that have scriptures, encouragement, God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you restore to them the virtue that was poured out, God. God, now we decree and declare your word over them. God, they will be blessed in the city, blessed in the country, blessed going in and blessed going out. Father, we thank you right now for your power and your strength on each and every one of them. Father, I thank you for it now. Now, God, move over their family and their loved ones. We take authority over the stronghold that the enemy will bring against them even now in the name of Jesus. Restore right now, God. Cover them. We come against and take authority over the spirit of backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus. We overthrow every diabolical activity of the hand of the enemy that will try to come against them, their thoughts in their mind, God. We thank you for it now. You said that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you. God, we thank you for it being mightier through you even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor for the doors of opportunity that you opened unto them, those who have been faithful and committed and dedicated to the word of God. Father, we thank you right now for your presence, your power, and your glory. Father, we thank you right now. We speak to stress, God, in the name of Jesus. Speak and restore every part of the immune system of the men and the women of God, even now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it now. We praise your name now. We glorify your name now. And it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Now, God, we lifting up our friends, Lord Jesus, that we got the praise report concerning their family, their sons, God, their nephews, their loved ones, their siblings, God, in the name of Jesus. Renew them, God. We speak strength over them even now in the name of Jesus. Cover them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your power be released over them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now for the victory. God, we thank you for turning around. God, we thank you for turning it around even now in the name of Jesus. We bind up that death demon that's coming against family of men and women of God, that lying spirit, God, that's coming against relationship and coming against jealousy and strife and envy. We bind up the spirit of malice. We come against the strong man right now that's trying to cause confusion. I come against that gossiping spirit, gossiping out of emotion, God, trying to get people to be on their side because of their emotions, Lord. We bind, rebuke that stronghold in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against bipolar. We come against that spirit now. We come against chemical imbalances in the body in the name of Jesus. God, we come against that PTSD, God, post-traumatic stress disorder in the name of Jesus. Heal the mind, God. Heal that body, God. Heal the organs. Heal the tissue, God. Move over it now, God. Bring breakthrough, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now. Cover right now our friends, God. Cover them and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be released over them even the more in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now, God. We thank you for breakthroughs now. We thank you for opportunities coming now. We speak to the spirit of cancer in the uterus. We come against that cancer in Mike Hale's sister body right now in the uterus, God. Bring all, make it whole, God. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus. We lift it up before you, Sister Shirley. God, on her nephew that was killed last night by the police, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because of the lying spirit. Oh, we lift up Sister Betty, God, on the loss of her brother, God, because of the heart attack, God. People that are stressed, Lord, touch those bodies now in the mighty name of Jesus. touch those that are listening in now that are carrying stress on their body, God, that's causing their body to gain weight because of stress. We speak to those who are suffering with vertigo in the name of Jesus. Equilibrium off, God, in the mighty, in the ocean. God, we thank you for it now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we speak to sugar diabetes in the name of Jesus. We speak to lupus, God, in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over the spirit that's operating in people's body, God. God, do it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We cast the devil out of the mind. We rebuke the spirit of perversion that operates through succubus and incubus. God, we come against the spirit of masturbation, God. We're taking authority over the stronghold in the name of Jesus. We're driving it out, God. We command the breaker's anointing over your people now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. Delivering people from the spirit of bestiology, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against trafficking spirit. We come against demonic trafficking spirit in the natural, God, in the name of Jesus. Expose the hand of the enemy, God. We expose in political people and political leaders that are involved in these demonic activities. Expose the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that our enemies will be exposed in this season. In the name of Jesus, and we drive that spirit back into the dry places. In the name of Jesus, and God, we thank you right now for your mighty hands and your mighty works on the people of God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for healing them, the children bread. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for victory right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for doing it right now in the name of Jesus. And it is Sando, Libando, Obo Sikid, Ananama Sikid. God, we thank you for the angels of the living God moving on an assignment. God, we thank you right now for them moving on an assignment right now on behalf of the people, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the person that's having chest pains right now. You on this conference line, you're having chest pains. And I speak to the chest pains right now. Loose right now in the name of Jesus. Loose right now in the name of Jesus. That person that's having issues trying to use the washroom. You haven't used the washroom. You got issues in your stool. God, cover the moon, baby. God, do it now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the breakthrough right now. We thank you right now for the breakthrough right now coming over them now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking to this person. You on here now. You've been trying to shake this headache. This headache is tension. It's tension. It's excruciating tension you under. You're under tension. You can release the tension from you. By touch them right now, give them the strength that they need right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for it right now. Thank you for your glory and your honor and your peace that passes all understanding. It is so in the name of Jesus we pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen to the Lamb of God. Blessing the Lord today. Oh, glory to God. We blessing the Lord today. Hallelujah. Those, oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. As we were praying, I felt a strong spirit. Like in my gut, somebody's carrying a weight, and you're carrying a weight. It's like in the gut, you're carrying the weight, and you're carrying the burden of this male person, this is a male person that you're carrying the weight of. And you're carrying, this weight is weighing on you. It's weighing on you. You're carrying the weight, but the weight is weighing on you. Release that. It's time to release that weight. God will handle that particular individual. Give them to God. And watch what God will do for you concerning that person. In the name of Jesus. It is glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is for the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, those who are listening in today, intercessors and prayer warriors, we pray today. The Lord gave you a word from us. Now, I want to say this because we get people to jump on this line, and I want to set this in order effectively today. Now, so listen to me. When you come on this line, don't start preaching. Don't start getting in the spirit because that ain't God. I'm setting the order right now. So if you come on and God give you a word, release the word. Stop going all in tongues and miss what I'm saying because I'm going to rebuke you. I'm going to let you know that now. But I know I shared this with people and they still do the same. So if the Lord gave you a word for us and a word of knowledge for us concerning what we're praying about, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. Now, the next thing. I'm saying to you what God has gave you concerning us. Now, don't go in your spirit realm and start throwing off on me because I'm going to rebuke you too. All right? Stick to where we at because we have too many spirits that are coming into atmosphere here and you're out of order and it ain't God. And I will rebuke you. I'm letting you know that now. If the Lord gave you something for us, and it's a word from the Lord, and it's going to bless the people, don't stop preaching. Don't go into another realm, and don't go to yesterday. Stay right in this vein. Amen. Too many times we open up the line, then we get people going on and on and on, 20 and 30 minutes. And then some people don't hear me when I'm saying, woman of God, man of God, woman of God. And it's mostly women of God. So I'm going to tell you today, we ain't going to do that no more on the conference line. We are on a live broadcast with live people listening to us around the world. So you're not going to seize the moment on this platform and do what you want to do. Okay? So now that I said what I said, now if God gave you a word for us, bless our spirit and share with us what thus says the Lord, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. Once you're done, you can say amen and close out. Don't go on and on, on and on, on and on. I'm going to say it right now. Now everybody around the world is listening to me. So if I rebuke you, don't say it's a spirit of offense. Don't go in the shell and feel like it's church hurt. You have already been warned ahead of time. Amen. Because Wednesday prayer, powerful time, we got thousands of people listening in. And some of you are trying to create your own ministry off of this conference line, and you ain't going to do it here. But you ain't submitted to me. You ain't submitted to nobody else. You're doing your own thing. So now, I'm correcting that right now because more people are coming and being blessed. And they don't want to sit here and have you you twirling your mouth and speaking for 20 or 30 minutes and throwing off. Amen. That's the order. Now, my intercessors that prayed first, if God gave you something for us, those who have prayed first, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come in and release what God has given you first, if the Lord gave you something, if the Lord gave you a word or not. And you don't have to be a prophet. You don't have to be a prophetess. You don't have to be in any ministry gift, but if God spoke to your spirit, I want to give you an opportunity to speak what thus says the Lord. Amen? Now, if you have a praise report, now listen to me again. If you have a praise report, we love to hear your praise report of what God has done. Now, don't slip in the back door and go from a praise report to preaching. I'm going to stop you too. Because I know there's a lot of you Jezebelic spirits and people coming on this line. And you're trying to backdoor what I told you. So I'm going to tell you right now, you can give your praise report. But don't come around the back door now and go into the spirit. I would like to hear your praise report. Amen. Am I making sense to the people? Because there's a lot of y'all been faithful here. Y'all been with me. Y'all been staying. Y'all been following. Y'all been doing what you're supposed to do. You've been committed. So I'm letting you know up front. We ain't going in a new direction for you. Don't get out of order and say God is, oh, it's the spirit of God. No, it ain't. It's a spirit of rebellion, trying to do your own thing. Amen. We got millennials. We got Generation X. We got baby boomers. And we got all types of people that are listening in. And I thank you all for listening. And even one of some of the daughters came in and some of the sons. And you all shared with me some of the things that you're hearing, too. So I hear your heart on here. But when you come on here, you're going to be in order. Amen. And if I say amen more than three times, we're going to hang you up. But I ain't going to meet you. I'm hanging you up. My administrator, Rita Bryant, had permission to hang you up because that's a rebellious spirit. And I'm noticing too many people that are in operating that you have a vagabond spirit and you have a rebellious spirit in the name of the Lord, but you won't pull it here anymore. I'm letting you know. You're going to follow the order in the leading of me as the apostolic leader of this conference, lad, this blog talk. And those who are listening, the anointing of God, when it's high like that and the power is moving, you ain't going to come in here and kill an anointing. You ain't going to come in here and do what you want to do. Because a lot of this stuff is not God. It's a spirit that is not God. Grandstanding spirit. Attention-seeking spirit. You ain't here for that. We're going to have the order and the presence of God moving. Amen. I still love you, but you're going to be corrected. Amen. So now go ahead and put your paper the way that you give it, write your speech and your little quick sermon, because you ain't going to do it here. Go ahead and delete that out of your mind. Now, my intercessors and prayer warriors, you all have an opportunity if the Lord gave you something for us. I'm releasing you to release what God has given you for us. The Lord gave you a praise report. I want to hear that. If the Lord did something powerfully during the conference, I want to hear that. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. If the Lord gave you a prophetic sound through the frequency, we want to hear that too. Amen. All right. Now, those who pray, if the Lord gave you something, it starts, and you can come out here. Excuse me. Praying for my vocal. If the Lord gave you something for us, I'm going to give you an opportunity to exercise that. Now, don't get mad and get a drawback spirit, because I know one thing about people, because I could feel that spirit in the background. So you draw back if you want to. That's on you. Because see, I ain't going to play with no drawback spirit either. Because you ain't do drawing back. Well, I guess I won't share what I want to say. No, that's you. I told one of my leaders, one of the men serving the other day, I said, so many people are letting their pain make them miss their blessing. Now, they just take the correction. But some people don't like to be corrected. They don't want to be corrected. They don't want to be told what's right. That's why you got so much stuff out of order in ministries, and you're going from one place to another place to another place to another place. out of order, and you're wondering why people are stepping away from you because you don't want to be corrected and told how to stay in order. But nobody don't like you. Well, examine yourself. You went to 5 different places. Nobody don't like you. So it does not have anything to do with people. We got to examine ourselves. It's when a year of holiness and you holies. Y'all ain't waiting for me. You the first one walk, come on, oh, give, and you ain't gave him a dime. You the first one that said, oh, we doing great and mighty things. You don't want to support anybody. We need men and women of God who are going to support each other. We're supporting each other. This is a collateral movement here, not a collateral damage. We're supporting each other as men and women of God. We're going to support each other. I'm supporting Apostle Simmons, Restoration Truth Ministry, Wednesday, 11:15. I'm supporting Pastor Gaines, our ministry. I support Apostle Russell Shebu Ministry. I support Pastor Sherry Johnson Ministry. I support Evangelist Wilkes on her teaching on Sunday, Facebook Live. I support. You ain't support nothing, but you jump on here and use this platform for your agenda. You won't do it this year. For 10 years, we handle people softly. Now I'm going to handle you softly, but I'm going to deal with you hardly. There's a wind blowing in the land, and there ain't no time to be playing with folk who do not support what we're doing. And I don't mind telling you, I've supported everybody. And I will continue to support the people, everybody. We got some men and women of God that's doing a great job. 5 a.m. We got awesome men and women of God that God is blessing. Now, I'm going to put this on record. Administrate everybody and keep this on record. Now, anybody go in your inbox about Prophet Matthew and ask you a question about Prophet Matthew, let me help you out. You ain't got to be on the inbox for some 3 or 4 hours about me. Reach out to me. I could tell you about me better than they could tell you. You lying witch. You ain't nothing but a witch and you're a liar. And I'm calling your card today because I'm tired of the game you playing. And you will not assassinate my character, you perverted, polluted person. You will not do it no more. And I sat back and was quiet for months and months. But you will not contaminate my name for your game. I will not have you to contaminate my name again. And I'm calling you on record. You better stop it, you witch. I mean it today. It ends today. Get your emotions under control. Get your mind under control. I respect you. I gave you the greatest respect. I never did anything wrong to you. But you will not keep calling my name out in the spirit and calling people about me. You know who you are. I'm 20 seconds from calling your name out. I don't bother you. I've shown everybody love. I care about people. But don't take me for granted. Don't take me for granted. I mean it. Don't take me for granted. And this is open rebuke on national live. It's open rebuke. Because I don't do that to people. I don't disrespect you. And some of you who know me and y'all know them, why you sitting there listening to that message and bringing it to me? And I'm talking to you too. Don't bring nothing to me. You correct them. You get them in order. Don't come bringing that mess to me. I don't need that on me, and I will not take that no more from you. If you are a leader, oh, Prophet Matthew, you my friend, you correct that witch. You correct that warlock. You correct that perverted person. You correct them. You deal with them. Don't bring that to me. I'm trying to build a kingdom of God. You sitting there 3 and 4 hours. I had to hear what they said. You ain't got to hear them. Correct them. If you know me and I allowed you to be in my life and I sit down with dinner with you and I break bread with you and you get close to me and you sit here and tell me and you fall for the okey-doke, you weren't with me in the beginning. You was in there for the agenda.
And you better stop your agenda right now. And I'm going to cut you. I'm going to rip you up and down. You know better. Hanging with me. Breaking bread with me. You're the man of God. And then you get with people and sit there for 3 hours listening to them talk about me. You stop that mess. You ain't nothing but a witch with them. Witches begot witches. All of y'all in that mess. I ain't did nothing but show my heart, sow seed, and bless people, and support your ministry, and help you, give you an opportunity. Don't be a cutthroat. Don't think I don't know. Don't think I didn't hear in the spirit. I just didn't say anything, but now I'm putting an end to it. So you can go, you can Xbox that messenger. You can Xbox that thing. Cut it loose. Pop it like it's hot. But I love God's people. And I'm not going to let you hinder anyone that's connected to me. And I'm not going to let you stop me from embracing God's people because of your feelings and what you think. Amen, somebody. Y'all can say amen, but keep your mute line muted. You can say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Those who support our conference and our event. I was sharing with some of the pastors. When God invites me to go to a church to speak, like a Pastor Gaines, I'm the guest of Pastor Gaines. I'm her guest at her ministry. Why call me about something that's not going right at Pastor Gaines' ministry? No, you call the people. If I'm at Apostle Simmons or Apostle Shabu, don't call me. I'm the guest speaker. You know why? Because I let too many people get close to me. And I let you bring this foolishness to me. You got comfortable with me, so you tolerate me. You don't celebrate me. We stopping you too, warlocks. You cutting the warlocks out. Because I'm not going to let anybody put anyone else against anybody who's been there with me. So you can sit yourself in an agenda. I'm assuming. You ain't assuming. And you're not discerning. You're wounded. You're wounded and you're speaking from your wound. And you stop that. If you need deliverance, we'll minister deliverance to you. But you're not going to hurt the people. You're not going to divide me. I'm bigger than that. I'm a grown man. I've been in ministry a long time. And I'm not going to let you cause confusion to one of my brothers. Now, I know ain't nobody going to do what I do. So I ain't going to expect y'all to do that for me. But I'm not going to let nobody put their mouth on you. And you not know it. Amen. Somebody can say amen. Just keep your line on mute.
Amen.
You might as well say amen to it. We had teachers now. And I'm going to say it for the last time to you, witch. You know who you are. And I'm calling you for record. I told you I'm 20 seconds from calling your name out. Please do not use my name again. Quote, end of quote. You hear it from me personally. Use my name again. I'm going to some of my friends. My pastor friend, apostle friend, like, you go over there and talk to me. You want to? You go over there, they're lying to you. That's no problem. I don't mind. What you have to do? And I have the greatest respect, and I still respect you, even though you don't want to respect me. But I will respect you. But guess what? I won't let you hurt my family, and I won't let you hurt me. My family here. I ain't talking about my siblings and my children, because you hurt my children. You're dealing with another side of me. Touch your people and say you're dealing with another side of Lorraine. Now, you know, we ain't say Prophet Matthew, you're dealing with Lorraine. But I'm talking about my family right here, my brothers and sisters right here. You ain't gotta come to me and say, Prophet Matthew, what do you think about this? No. Cause some stuff I ain't gonna bring to nobody. I'll deal with it myself. But see, I don't need to let y'all deal with this foolishness. I can deal with people myself. Look here.
I know them. They my friend. Well, see, you just don't listen to me. Listen to me. I know them, and I know their personality. Get out of your feelings. Get out of your emotions. You're not going to divide me. You're not going to divide my friends. You're not going to divide our relationship. And I'm not going to play into it. They're my friends. Now, the issue you have with them, you need to go to that woman of God or that man of God. But I tried. No, you didn't. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. Because you got a lot of lying spirit. You can go to the man of God. You can go to a woman of God. You can go to an individual. Now, I'm just using them as an example, so don't go deep about Apostle Simmons. I'm just giving you an example. I'm giving you an example. You like that? If somebody say something, now you're going somewhere, don't even go there. I'm using them as an example. You go to that man. You go to that sister. You go to that brother. Let them know. Don't bring it to me. I'm not letting nobody divide me. We're building something here. We in a momentum here. We're going somewhere. I'm excited about I'm excited about Sister Poole and them Wednesday Bible class growing. I'm excited about their future. I'm excited. I don't have time for foolishness. If you're with me, you're with me. If you're not, you're not. Don't play games. Don't play games with me. Don't be over here one way and one way over here. Because I ain't dealing with bipolar, schizophrenia, lunatic. I'm calling you out. Either you want to be on, in, or out. That's me. Now, you do what you want to do in the kingdom of God. That's between you and God. But in this season, either you in, play the game. I ain't in no race car driver with the mess. I'm with you this season, Prophet Matthew. And no, we ain't going to play that. We ain't going to play no back door. Now, and this is for the one, you know who you are. You will not use my name again, and you're not part of me. You already told me. You left. You did what you did. Don't use my name again. Don't use Prophet Lauryn Matthew, Dr. Lauryn Matthew, Apostle Lauryn Matthew. Don't use my name to get indoors. Don't say I'm your leader, because I'm not. You are a bastard. You're not my daughter. You're not connected to me. Don't use my name. I'm telling everybody right now, don't use my name. You don't have permission to use my name. You don't have no permission to use my name, period. There it is, right there. There it is. Don't have permission. That's what people say. They don't have permission. You ain't got permission to use my name. No, you don't have permission. Use my name. It's a problem. You ain't connected to me. You ain't sold a dime into the ministry. And don't get on. Don't. And for you in the background, come on. Do I have to sow a seed? No, I ain't talking about that. But I don't need your money. I want you to know that. But at least you can be a blessing. Touch you say at least be a blessing. You. I'm a blessing to you. At least be a blessing. And I bless. I give huge blessings away. I don't give no. I'm gonna give you $20 today. All right, that'll get my car. I get 6 gallons of gas at $3.33 a gallon. Now as well, deep. So $3.33 times that, I could probably get seven. Point is, don't use my name for access. What do they call that? What do they call that? I was just talking to somebody the other week. What did I call that? What do you call that when somebody steals identity theft? Don't use my name. You're nothing but a thief. That's identity theft. Amen. Amen. Got a whole bunch of people running around using our name, identity theft. I'm part of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. You ain't even been in the building. We ain't heard from you. Said they know you. They said they've been known. You know of me. You don't know me. You know of me. It's a difference. You know it. You know me. You know of me. You don't know me. It's a difference. Amen. I might say amen today. Might as well free you. I'm liberated. So I'm going to free you today. And I still love you. I will always love you. Amen. I'm going to love you and show the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, bless God today. Amen, somebody. Amen again. Amen again. Amen one more time. Amen again. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we bless the Lord. So now, most of y'all know my stand. You know where I stand with you. You know where I stand with ministry. You know where I stand with family. Am I flawed? Yes. Am I made mistakes? Yes. Pray for me. In your prayer. You cover me under the blood. You flawed too. You make mistakes. And I pray for you. Don't play me. Don't take me for granted. Don't take my love for granted. Blaming innocent people for your blood that's on your mouth. I ain't saying in your hand. You got blood on your mouth. You got people that blood on their mouth. But they open their mouth. And they got blood. Touch your people. You got people with blood on their mouth and blood on their hands. You got more people with blood on their mouth than on their hands. Amen. I bless God today. I thank God for it today. Thank God. Thanks to God. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For the Lamb of God. Amen. I feel a presence. I feel the victory. I feel a strong victory. I feel a victory right now. I feel a strong presence of victory. My job is to protect God's people, protect the innocent, protect the men and women of God that come, protect them, not fall for trap. My job is to protect you. I'm a leader that will protect you in your ups, in your downs. I won't go along with your wrong, but I will protect you and tell you what's wrong. And that's my job, is to protect the men and women of God because I love you. I want the best. I seek success on your life. And I believe in the men and women of God. But here you are, you can't take no correction because you what? Because you who? We all can be corrected, but do it in love. The Bible said open rebuke is better than secret love. And we done it too many times in secret. Now it's open rebuke right now. Amen. I bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Lamb of God. My job as a man of God, as a servant of God, is to protect the flock. Too many leaders don't protect the flock. Too many leaders are letting people get in their ear about other members instead of bringing them together and ending it. Tell you something, but don't tell nobody. Hold on. We're not working in that secret. Let's get them together. Well, I don't want them to let you know. No. Let's get them together. That's the easiest way to do it. But you end a lot of mess. And there are some messy people. Do y'all hear me? There are some messy people trying to stop your destiny. There are some messy people that don't want to see you succeed. And some of you, you can't share your vision with people. Some of you, you can't even tell them what's going on. Oh, I heard about this. Oh, God. Thank you. Pray for us. How did you able to do that? Pray for us. And you can write this down. Some of you, your enemy is closer to you than you think. Believe me. Some of you right now, your enemies are closer to you than you think. Excuse me. That enemy is closer to you than you think. And I'm prophesying right now to somebody. You so close to getting that house. You so close to getting that promotion. You so close to elevating. That enemy is closer than you think. Closer than you think. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm being blessed today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is well. It is well. Hallelujah. It is well. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the presence of God. One more thing. Praise to God. I want you to hear this from me. This is the heart of a prophet, a pastor, an apostle, a preacher, a father, a grandfather. How in the world, if I'm pushing you to excel into the, why would I be jealous of you? Where are we going with this one? I'm pushing you. How is it that I'm jealous of you? That I'm not trying to hold you back? All of this revelation and studying that I do nights, two times on a Sunday, pushing you on a Tuesday, and I'm jealous of you? If that's the case, why am I teaching? Some of you fall for that okie doke. I'm jealous of you. Oh, you better examine yourself. I'm just jealous of you. Pushing vision. I'm pushing purpose. I'm pushing you to what God is. I'm jealous of you. I'm really secure in who I am in God. I'm really secure in who I am. Man, next time you want to tell somebody that I'm jealous of you, take that lie, throw it in the garbage. Amen. Amen. I might as well get it all out right here. Amen. Amen. I push vision. I saw into vision. I believe in you. How dare you? I'm jealous of you. I'm holding you back. Do you know what holding back is? Stifling you. Amen. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God. I'm excited about purpose. What can I do? What input do you need? What can we do to make it happen? But we want to see the expansion. We want to see your next level, the next place. Oh, you didn't get the, you didn't pick the wrong person. Jealous. You, hallelujah. I call people right out in the middle of the service. I call you up and use your gift. He embarrassed me. That ain't embarrassing. That ain't embarrassing. If I call you out and say, what does the Lord say? You embarrass me. How did I embarrass you? You done walked around here for 10 years saying you're an evangelist. You're a prophet. You're a teacher. You got the gift inside. Now, I need somebody to help me. How is that embarrassing you when I called you out and you carrying this oil on you, you anointed, and I said, what is the Lord saying? Are you an apostle? Are you a prophet? Are you an evangelist? You should flaunt your gift. I'm giving you an opportunity to exercise your gift. How did I embarrass you? You don't even know the definition of embarrassment. No, I know what you want to do. See what you want to do. You want to be the one on the forefront. You don't want to be called from the back to come to the front. That's what it is. Because see, let me share something with you. If you're in the same realm in the spirit I'm in, so when I call up, ask what the Lord said, it shouldn't be an embarrassment. You should have been in the spirit realm instead of being in the horse realm. You should have been in the spirit realm instead of being in the watching realm. You should have been in the spirit realm instead of being in the sightseeing realm. You should be in the spirit realm, because if you're in the spirit realm, when the Lord releases you to speak, then you should have been right in the spirit realm with all of us. But because you're not in the spirit realm, you miss it all the time, because you're not in the spirit realm. And you got too many people that are sitting around spectating. They're not in the spirit realm,
And so when you call them out, they can't give you a word from the Lord because they're too busy. Their mind is wandering and weary and out in all kinds of sideways and stargazing, and they're not with you. Oh, yeah, I'm calling your stuff out. Because if you've been ordained a prophetess, ordained an apostle, ordained an evangelist, ordained a minister, an elder, you should be ready at any time for the kingdom of God to be at hand. You should be ready at any time. One thing I learned, at least have one scripture in your mind and master it. And you go over that scripture 100 times, people are like, oh, they got the word inside of me. Man, that was from God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I bless the Lord today. Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about your future. Oh, I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Oh, I'm glorifying God. Oh, I thank God for you. I thank God for the purpose. Oh, I thank God for the people of God because I love God's people. I give to God's people. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited. Oh, I'm excited. Now, this is the last part. Oh God, I gotta go here. Let me free the download people. Download. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the download. I'm a single pastor and I'm not gay. I'm a single man and I'm not gay. Just because I don't want you, I'm not gay. I'm a man who respects myself, and I respect you. I'm not homosexual. I'm heterosexual. Oh, yeah, amen. Y'all ain't ready for me. Oh, yeah, that's who I am. You ain't got to go, no, you ain't got to ask me. I can tell you. No. I don't mess with another man. Ain't another man can't do nothing for me, period. And if you're a saved man, ain't no man, you shouldn't be thinking about another man. Saved woman, you shouldn't be thinking about another woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm blessing myself today. Oh, I'm blessing you too. You're going to be blessed too. Oh, you're going to be blessed too. Oh, I'm blessing somebody today. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because the presence of God. Oh, I thank God. Oh, I bless the Lord. Because this is a time. We're at a pivotal stage in the ministry now. Men and women of God. Your ministry is at a pivotal stage. There's no need to beg when you got people that want your oil. You're at a pivotal stage, men of God and women of God. There's a sound in the land. There are people crying out for leaders like you. And many of us are becoming an endangered species because of the stress, the pressure, the gain. And the people that are trying to make us Martians when we're human, oil on our life. You are anointed man of God, woman of God, kingdom leader. God has given you such a powerful anointing on your life. And I bless the Lord for the anointing on your life. I celebrate it. I sow seed into that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Restoration, Foundation, Prophetic, International. I thank God for the men and women of God that are there. I bless the Lord. I protect mine. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Attention-seeking spirit. No, we're going to end that one. God bless you. How you doing? Love you. Keep moving. How are you going to say to me? What else do you want me to say to you? God bless you. How you doing? We appreciate you. Thank God. Move on.
Amen. Steady long, steady wrong. We ain't going to do that. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. For the people of God, I thank God for the saints of God. Those who real with me and real with me. Thank you. You know why? Because I've been brought up in holiness. So if you've been brought up in holiness, if somebody brings something to you that God gave you, them for you, that's helping me to correct me, I ain't going to cut you out. I ain't going to treat you wrong. I ain't going to make you feel like an outcast. If God show you something that I did wrong, I welcome your integrity. I welcome your honesty. I thank God for you letting me know. But I feel bad. Yeah, well, I huff and puff. Don't make no difference if I'm huffing and puffing. If you trying to save me from hell, if you trying to save me from dying, if you trying to save me from sin, if you trying to save me from the enemy, nothing, don't make no difference how many times I huff and puff. I thank you for your obedience to help me save my life. And I can't see all the traps that's been set, and even the ones that's going to be trying to set after today. I thank you. I appreciate it. I thank God. Amen. Let's do it in love. Brother? Yes. Oh, okay. I apologize. I apologize. Now, anybody, because there's some people that said I offended them and I never knew I offended them. And they still won't come to me and tell me, but they told somebody else. And I can see you, you're on this list right here. I'm looking at my screen. I can see you're on this list. But I want to say to you today, please forgive me. I don't know if I did, but I wronged you. I'm going to admit, I wronged you. Please forgive me. I apologize to you. Please forgive me. I didn't know I did it, but since she's told them, I know I did it, please forgive me. Please forgive me. LaRon Matthews asks your forgiveness. Please forgive me today. Anyone on here, I apologize. I repent before you today. Person that I got too busy, you on here too, I'm looking at you right now too. You upset with me because I was too busy and I forgot to get with you. And you're holding that against me. Please forgive me. And you do that. You can unmute your line and say it if you want to. You can just get right there and text it. Please forgive me. I did make that promise. But something came up, and I apologize, but I did not do what I said. I'm going to free myself today. Because I've extended. I should have just said to you, I wasn't able to do it. It's a little too much. See, I'm just going to be honest with you. Some things I've extended myself to. And I've heard it myself. So I'm asking you today, please forgive me. I know I was supposed to been with you. I know I was supposed to die with you. Please forgive me today. Amen. Do you forgive me? Do you forgive me? Amen. Well, thank you. Please forgive me. Because I don't want that pain on me. I don't want. Please forgive me. For that, for that. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in the gospel, I could forgive 7 times 7. That's 490 times in a day. So please forgive LaRon Matthews for that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I'm call me out today. Please forgive me. Forgive me. Hallelujah. And I still love you. I still do. And pray for me. Please do that. Pray for me. taking it. Amen. All right. I release that. Now, anyone, any intercessors or prayer warriors that the Lord gave you a word for us today? I know that it's going to be hard to come behind that. No, it's okay. I'm okay with that. If the Lord gave you a word for us, release to us, we're open to receive. If you're on the blog side, you can hit one. If you're on the conference side, you can respond to it. Excuse me. It's a prophetic presbytery. And I prayed that God gave you something for us. And if you want to release a word to us, and the Lord gave you something for us, if the Lord gave you something, people of God, you can come forth. If you've been, you don't have to say anything, but I thank God for you today. I thank God for you all, those who faithfully come on Wednesday and pray with us and stand in the gap. I really do. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. All right. Anyone that has something to say, you can come on in.
Yes, Prophet Lauren. Oh.
Yes, ma'am. Come on.
Yes, Prophet Lauren. This is Tamika in Vegas. I just wanted to tell you that I'm working, but I'm trying to listen to you as well, and I back you 1,000%. You have been nothing but a blessing to me and everybody that I've invited onto this line, and I want to tell you to keep being obedient to God and keep doing what you're doing, because I'm here, and I'm learning from you. You are my teacher, so I'm learning from you. So that's making me stronger in my walk with Christ. So please keep being obedient. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm going to continue to back you. And I am under you, and because I'm learning from you, and you are a great teacher of the word. And I just wanted to tell you that. And I am on break. I took a little break just so I could say that. And I
love
you. Thank you.
Love you, too. And I thank God for you, for y'all, the group there. Amen. And continue to expand what God is doing. I mean, we got another ministry that came under us. Pastor, I got to call her overseer now. I oversee her because you got to see the pastor. We got more people coming. And so we got to be an example of what's going on, Lady Simmons, Prophet of Simmons, because the people that are coming, and they don't want to see this stuff out of order. People out of order. Old people coming back with the same old mess. No, we can't do that. Oh, God was moving. No, you weren't. You're out of order. Hallelujah. All right, who's next? Amen. Bless the Lord. You can hit star six and come on in. The next person. Hallelujah. I love you.
Hello, Matthews.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Look, I would like to share something with you that I had a dream this morning, and you just confirmed the dream. It was about...
Now who is this? So I can know. Who I can know? I want to know
Linda.
Who is this.
Linda.
Okay, and my Linda. Intercessor. Sister Linda is my intercessor for our ministry. Come on in. Come on in, Sister
exactly.
Linda. Thank you.
So, look, this is just going to confirm what you just did. In this dream, Facebook was all around my head, and this lady was over in the corner, and she was up under a bed. She was hiding, and her eyes were like cat eyes, and that's all I saw. And I asked the Lord, what was this that I just saw this morning? And it was concerning you, so you just confirmed that, what it was.
Amen.
Do you understand it?
I understand, because that was the spirit of an astral projection trying to get into my house. I saw the spirit trying to come into my house.
Okay.
That's the astral projections are people who are outside trying to get into the inside of your house to see what you're doing. That's astral projection. That's witchcraft spirit. The out-of-body experience coming out of their body to come in. I saw the astral projection. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I know it. And whatever you consulting over there, I know you've been consulting it. And I picked it up in the spirit. There are people consulting other spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right.
But you're right, woman of God. I received it.
Yes.
Thank you, woman of God. Amen.
Bye-bye.
bless you on today. Anyone else? Glory to God.
Bless you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless you, woman of God.
One of your intercessors. And I'm just
come
excited
in.
to be one of your intercessors. So I just want to say
thank you
for
woman
the
of
training.
God.
Thank you for the training. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for pushing because you saw something in me that I didn't see. So bless you, and I appreciate you more than you know. I'm standing with you, and you know I'm always praying for you. That's some good teaching today, Prophet. That was good.
Thank Amen. You. Thank you, woman of God. Bless you. Bless you, Anthony. And for those, let me might as well say this too, guys, in this book. I got to say this. Let me say that. Now, the person, those who have an issue with Administrator Rita Bryant concerning her duties with me over the last 10 years. Let me help you out. Let me just help you out for the record. I might as well put that out there, too. Okay. Now, and I'm going to explain this, but I don't have to explain this, but I might as well explain. There are times where I will not be able to talk to you personally, okay? Administrator Rita Bryant will talk to you personally. She will get back to me. She will get back to me. Things going on domestically as well as ministerially, the Ryan Matthews Ministry, as well as Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. If I talk back to her and say, woman of God, can you handle that for me? I'm trusting her to be able to handle whatever it is that you want. And she can do that for me. She can do that for me. Then she could tell me exactly what it is, and then I can get back with you. Usually will want me to pray for them individually. I have Pastor Walinda Brown. Thank you, Pastor Brown. I have Sister Tracy Pollard. Thank you, Sister Tracy Pollard. Evangelist Tillman. I have Sister Ben. I have other intercessors. I have Sister Teasley. I have Sister Tina. I have Mother Sydney. I have some of my own leaders who are praying. So I can suggest that they pray with you. It doesn't necessarily mean me. I am not going to be a God and allow people to make me a God or out of a God. That will not happen. There are men and women of God who have oil on their hands that are just anointed enough to deal with the issue of you. And to pray with you and to believe God. Administrator Bryant can pray with you. They can pray with you and they can believe God with you and for you. And we love you and we're going to pray for you and believe God for you. But we're not going to let you make me a God. I will not do it. I will not take glory from God. I will not take anything that's the Lord. I will not step in his place. And I will not be a God. And I will not let nobody make me a God. Mm-hmm. We're praying. We're believing. So if I say, can you call Administrator Rita Bryant? She'll let you know that date, that time, or she'll be able to let you know. She will. And it makes it real easy. Easy as that. Some things don't never have to get to my ear. Some things that there should be some anointed people on this line, conference line in our church. Some things should never have to get to Prophet Matthew's ear. You know why? Because you should be powerful enough to stop it at the screen door. Did y'all hear the revelation? You should stop it at the screen door. The screen door is the door you go in before you go into the door. You can stop it at the screen door.
Now, we're not talking about that those who are trying to smother the ministry or smother somebody. We ain't talking about that. Because you got people that would do that. But I'm talking about dealing with stuff that is not necessary. You can handle it yourself. I believe that. Yeah. I believe that. Bless the Lord. Okay. Somebody else wanted to say, thank you, woman of God. Bless you on today. Amen. The next person. Somebody else wanted to say something. Hallelujah.
Prophet Matthew?
Yes, ma'am. Bless the Lord.
God bless you. I enjoyed your speech today, and I thank God for the words of encouragement and life that was spoken and prayed for today. And I sowed a seed last week and for my daughter, Janelle. And she went to the doctor today, and the fibroid and the cyst had shrunken down real small. And we'll continue to pray. She has to go on the 24th of June to take biopsy to see if there's any cancer. I don't claim cancer. I claim divine healing and a testimony. Mm-hmm. And I will be sowing another seed. And I enjoy the ministry. My sister Marjorie had introduced me, and I've truly been blessed. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for all those intercessors that has been praying, because this is what we need. We need to be praying one for another, and we need to be rebuked, because there's so much going on in the church today that we need leaders mm-hmm. like you to stand up and shut it down immediately and stop covering up things. And I thank God for you, and God bless you. My name is Jackie Morgan.
Thank you, good morning. We bless the Lord of you on today.
God bless
thank
you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that wisdom, and thank you for listening. Mr. Marjorie is from California. She's always there on a 3 a.m. with me and Mother Cities and Evangelist Wilkes and some of them. I thank God for her today. And thank you, Sister Marjorie, for inviting her today. Thank you. Because some people don't want to invite nobody because they don't want to tell anybody about the conference line, the blog, so because they want to keep it all for themselves. But we thank God for that. Amen. Thank you so much, Mother. And I'm glad to hear the tumors shrink. That's a praise report right there. Oh, my God. That's a praise report. That lets us know that our praying is not in vain. And it also let us know, Sister Linda Tillman, who's an intercessor, when I asked her about the prayer warrior, because she's writing things down. She's following us, and she'll write the name down to pray about. So when our Thursday evening prayer time comes, she knows what to pray about because she's assigned to do that, and we can call her name out in prayer. And thank you for giving that praise report, because oftentimes when we bless people and they receive the healing, we don't get the result. We don't hear back from them that they would heal or they would deliver. Well, the Bible said that was 10, 9, 1 came back, 9, 1 came back. So we understand that. But thank you so much. That does my heart good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
And Pastor Ron, this is also Tamika again. I just wanted to, speaking of praise reports, you prayed for me a week or so ago, and I asked for prayer for healing, and you said that there was an angel that was standing over me touching the right backside of my head. Well, I didn't even know that there was anything there, and then I felt, and I had a knot in the right backside of my head, and I was like, oh, wow. So I felt the left side, and there was nothing there. It was on the right backside. And recently, like within a few days of you praying over me, the knot, it was like a hard knot, and it's gone. It's gone. So you praying and the intercessors, it just all got really healed, you know, whatever was in me that was going on that I didn't even have any clue about. I mean, I knew I was stressed and had a lot on me, but I didn't even know that there was a knot in the right backside of my head until you mentioned it. And I was like, oh, wow. So I just claimed my healing and received it. And a few days later, I had forgot about it because I'm always busy. And then I felt and it was all gone. So I just wanted to say thank you for praying for me and the intercessors.
Amen. And we bless the Lord. In 2014, I was in the service.
there was an awesome friend of mine. He's an elder. He's a pastor. I did the New Year's service. It was 2012. Mother Fiverr. She's a great mother. She was at the service too. And I prayed for this woman of God. And Apostle Simmons, the Lord had me to call the one. I turned to in the stage, and she was in the choir stand. And I turned and said, "Woman of God, I don't know what's going on in your chest area." I said, "I don't know what this is in your chest area, but the Spirit of the Lord God said to tell you to go get a checkup. But and I'm believing God for whatever this is, God is going to do it." Well, not unbeknownst to me, the young lady waited 6 months. Her husband, I was in the service. Her daughter, I didn't know about your mom. How is she? Well, when you told her at the New Year's Eve service to check, she had a lump. It was cancer. She waited 6 months. She was in stage 3 cancer. What am I saying? When I prophesy to many people, thank you, I weep and cry because there's some things I don't even know. I don't even know. But I just speak what God tell me. And so many times we don't see prophecy, this gift that God has given me, it scares me. This gift that God has given me makes me cry. This gift that God's given me, it causes warfare in the spirit realm, in the natural. Y'all follow me. Y'all listening to me. So when God had me to say, God would have me to open my mouth and say something, and I don't never, why did I say that? I don't know what that, when God have you to say something to a person life, and you don't even know exactly what it is, but you say it, I'm afraid. I'll be like, okay, God, I'm mature enough to hear the sound of God, so I say it. But then I question myself because I say, no, I hope this is right what I said. I even tell God that. So when God speaks, and for many of you who on here who are prophetic people, and y'all flowing in the gift, and you feel the way you feel, I've been in a long time, but I feel the same way too. When I'm standing there saying something to somebody and I hear God say January or God say it in May or God give me a date, I don't create those things. God give me those things to release the people. So I release it to the people so that the Spirit of God can minister to them or whatever they're dealing with. So when God give me that word, word of knowledge, it's a supernatural divine revelation of something that's going on that you have knowledge of. Like, for example, a word of knowledge is, I hear the Spirit of the Lord God say, somebody, you got high blood pressure. That's a word of knowledge because you got knowledge of it. You got cancer. That's word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. God will give you a word of wisdom. He will give you a word that will be the wisdom for that person as they're going down the road in their future. Word of knowledge. He will give you knowledge of things. And we as prophetic people, we have to be in a place in God where when we release these words, we got to be able to release it with authority and power, but got to be in a good place in God. In a place in God so that when you release it, it's God's will. People ain't going to, that people don't believe in prophets. I don't argue that. That people don't believe in the prophets. I don't argue that. Those are not my arguments. I'm going to obey God and release the word. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Bless God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'm slowing it down now. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Good morning, God, and thank you. I celebrate you, man, for your authenticity, your realness. And I told you in the beginning, I know that is what draw me unto you, because God allowed me to discern that even in the midst of your in the midst of your faults and your failure, God still said that this is a man of God. And I believe that when many come to grips and understand that, to know that you're still flawed, you're still favored by God. God still called you a prophet to the nation, man. And I celebrate you for that. Me and my wife, you have allowed us to be on. And I know that it's by the grace of God, because of you, is where we're at throughout our obedience and trust in God. And some people, they will look at your faults, they'll look at your failures, they'll look at your flawness, and they'll hold it against you. But they don't see the greatness that lies on the inside of you that can get them to their next. And they miss the opportunity of a blessing or opportunity of a lifetime. So, man of God, I just celebrate you. I stand in agreement with everyone that came on and shared from this place. And I thank you for sharing your heart, because that free you. You standing in the liberty where Christ had made you free, man, that you don't have to deal with all that foolishness and the things that people say, the things that people try to do. We know we have our enemies that are close to us. Judas was close to Jesus when he tried to plot and set him up. But at the same time, the God is going to get the glory out of it no matter what people try to do. Only thing they're doing is heaping hot coals on their heads. So I just celebrate you today, man. Man, I know we talk a lot whenever we get a chance. I know you're busy, I'm busy. But at the same time, man, I thank you for being a spiritual leader, spiritual father, especially to me and my wife and to many that you're called to. Even when you have your own natural family, you know, you're dealing with domestic things over there. And that's why, you know, I say I'm going to let Prophet rest, man. You know, I tell my wife, I enjoy talking to you, man, because of the wisdom, the knowledge that God has given you. I glean from that. And I tell you many times that I get backlash from other people to say, you know, you apostle, he's a prophet, but people don't understand, man. They don't understand. They look at titles and take it to another extreme. But, man, I just thank God for you, man, because I know the apostolic call on your life, the anointing, the oil that's on your life. And I know when people hear me now, they say, man, you sound like Dr. Matthew. I'm connected to the man of God, the spiritual leader, spiritual father in the gospel. When you connected, man, people would know, man. They would know. So, man, we just bless you on today. And I thank God again for the transparency of your heart and you sharing and setting order. That's that dimension that God is taking you into, man, for the apostolic that's resting on your life, man, the mantle. Even though you're a prophet, you're birthed as a prophet, you're called as a prophet, but you carry that apostolic oil, man, to do that, to set order. That's what many people have to understand. So I celebrate you today, man, and God bless you today.
Amen. Bless you too. Thank you, man, God, today. And we honor the Lord for you as well. Thank you for blessing the people on Friday at the conference, sending in my stead. Thank you for your obedience to be able to minister due to the travel that I had. Thank you so much. And we bless the Lord for the presence of God. Thank you so much. And we appreciate you on today, man of God. Thank God for you. And your wife, too. Bless you. Prophetess Eugenie, thank God for you as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord, Prophet Matthew. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle Maurice. God bless each and every person on the line today. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the words that you spoke today, giving your heart to the people and just setting order and setting things straight. And just being the mighty kingdom leader that you are. And I thank you even for the platform you gave me. And you can call me out any time to prophesy in the service. It don't bother me because that's what I was going to do. But I want to say just to the people and to everyone, you know, that you have to handle the man that God would care, because the Bible tells us that touch not a man mentioned and do the prophet no harm. And God meant it when he said it, because the prophet, God told me, was like the Ark of the Covenant. When they touched the Ark of the Covenant, y'all know what happened. So just, you know, keep in mind that he is pouring out to us, and he cares about us, and he has a true shepherd's heart. So I just wanted to say that, and I want to say thank you for the prayers for my family, my children, and all that you poured into me. God bless you. Love you much. Love all of you. God bless you.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you as the presbytery on Sunday as well, as the ordination went forth. And we thank God for your obedience to hear from God and release the word of God to the people of God. Thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Bless
Amen.
You, God.
Amen. We want to say just great evening to each and every one of you. Amen. We honor the Lord. Just piggybacking off of what Apostle said and the woman of God said, I want to personally thank you, man of God, for just coming into our region, amen, and to our services, amen, and just serving and just being used by God. Apostle Simmons, I said it to you on your conference line today, and I will say it on this line. We honor the Lord for you, man of God, for stepping in like the man of God said earlier. We know that our gifts will make room for us. And like I said, we always saying, I want to be used. And so we need to be readily available anywhere, anytime, in any place for God to call upon us, because we're in such a season right now that it's so necessary. Like Prophet has often said in these last few weeks that, amen, that the pastors and leaders are literally almost becoming extinct. And so it's very vital and very important us to be in tune to the sound of God so we can echo what he's saying here on earth. Again, Apostle, Pastor Prophet LaRon Matthews, we honor the Lord for you here in South Carolina. We're looking forward to every round going higher and higher and God moving forth in what he's called us to do in this season and dispensation. Again, we thank God for you. Even Prophetess Pollard, girl, you don't even know. My God, my son, the pastor, they're still talking to me. The assistant pastor, they're still talking about you and Prophet and even Apostle Simmons. And I honor the Lord. I'm so humble, and I've just been shifted to another level, not just in title, because I've never been a person big on title, but I've been shifted in a place and position in God that I'm just hungry and thirsty even the more for doing the things of God. Let's plant. Let's grow. Let's run. It's not about how fast we run, but it's how we pace ourselves with the wisdom of God in doing so. So, man of God, I say to you in public, Prophet LaRon Matthews, I lift up your hands. I lift up your hands, and you know I have your back here in South Carolina. We have your back, and we shall cover you. We shall cover you, man of God, as God has sent forth the angels to do so concerning your life. We thank God, and we're excited about what God is doing. God bless you and thank you. And I was going to say, if you would allow me, man of God, for those of you who registered, I know so many people that have been saying, I've sown a seed, it's a seed, pass it on to somebody else. If not easy as said as done, we took the time to personalize your packet. So I've been reaching out to some people since yesterday and this morning. If you know you've registered with our conference, I'm asking you personally, please inbox me, Sandra Bromel Ganey on Facebook. Inbox me, and all I need from you is your mailing address so I can get these packets off of my hands so I can move on to the next thing. I can't keep your packet because it's been personalized with your name on it, amen? Even if you told me sow it to somebody else, I made it my business to personalize your packet because you sold into our ground. So please inbox me your mailing address so we can send you our gifts. We love you, and thank you, Dr. Matthews.
You're welcome, woman of God. We appreciate that. And if you allow me to say this, and I wasn't going to say this, but I need to say this. There, those who tried to assassinate her conference due to your agenda, we had a pack house every night, and people came from all over. And I know who you are, and I know who you inbox. And I know you were upset, but let me serve you notice. I will not hear me. And I don't do this, but I command the angel of the living God to deal with you. You know who you are. I command God. I ask God to the judgment of God fall on you, and I don't even say that.
Ooh.
I'm so tired of this game. I don't say stuff like that. I ask the judgment of God to fall on you.
Yes, yes.
And you know why I say that? Because it's so many people, if we don't stop this stuff now, because there's people coming from all over to the conference line now. And your agenda is not going to work on me. Your agenda will not work. And we know who you are. It ain't that we don't know who you are. I know who you are. I'm 20 seconds from calling you out. But we thank God for those who watch. Because if you look on the Facebook page, she has almost 500 views who watch the Sunday sermon. So we bless the Lord. And your pain cost you from missing your blessing. Your pain cost you from missing your blessing. But that was seeds that I personally sowed into people that would have went to you, but your pain cost you your blessing. You better ask somebody. Somebody else got the blessing. It wasn't that God didn't want you there. Your pain cost you to miss your blessing, and you missed it on that pray tape. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. I bless God. Oh, I'm blessed today. I thank God today.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God.
It's yours.
I thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay, go ahead. Who's next? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, faith to God, we're preparing for our family, our lifeline prophetic experience. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, Dr. Becky.
Okay, hold on a quick second, because I try to get out of chair. Let me finish. Let me go here, because I got to do this. I want to prepare the people for our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2021. We're all coming together in the city of Harvey, Illinois, 2021. It will be June 25th, 26th. And 27. We got powerful leaders that will be ministering. We will be using leaders from our conference line, and some of the new leaders we will be using for intercessory prayer and to do the worship and the praise. We have special guests, so you can mark your calendars for that date. We will be there. Friday night, it will be 7 o'clock p.m. Saturday evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Sunday. Saturday, that may be a daytime luncheon where we can eat, and it will be like a fellowship. Just a couple of hours where people can fellowship, and then they can go to different places where they want to go, just to say hello.
There we go.
Amen. Amen. Where they'll be able to just say hello to each other and meet and greet the speakers, meet and greet each other, and say hello. Amen. But that's June 25th, 26th, and 27th. Saturday night, I will be ministering to the house, to the congregation, to the assembly, to everyone else. I will be ministering that night. That will be the special night. That will be the dedicated night. That's our 10th year. And for more Terry Long. Amen. So I will be there. We will have everything completed. So those in the registration fee is only $50. It's $50 registration fee. That's all it is. $50 registration fee. $50. That's everything that's coming. $50 registration fee for the conference. Okay? $50. Now, I'm going to say this to the people because I need to say this. But some people have a problem between now and that time. You can give $10 a day or $10 in the next 4 weeks. $10. 5 weeks. So that's 10, 20, 30, 40, that's 50. So your package, it's a package we give it. Now, if you're in your book that you will get, we will be doing ads, an ad book where you can buy an ad for the ad book as well. We'll be letting you know that. Okay. Now, I want to let you know, if you get to the conference and you know you didn't pay $50, you will not get a package. You could be in the service, but you will not get a package. So don't try to come and manipulate me and deceive me and my team and say, well, can you get a package? That will not happen. It's $50. We call it a jubilee, $50. Gotta pay for expenses. Gotta pay for the expense, travel, food, your books, what you get, and the package. Your ID, everybody. Yeah. So mark your calendar. Now, we've been talking about this conference since when, Minister? March or February? We've been talking about the date. We gave that date. Now, there are some people who got a spirit of amnesia. It's called a spirit of amnesia. I want to help your spirit out today. We announced it on my Facebook Live. I announced it on my conference line. I announced it on my radio broadcast. I got two radio broadcasts in the Chicagoland area. I announced it on my blog talk. So from that media, and even I announced it in our local church. Now, those are on the medium, and then we have those who are connected with us. They know we announced it to them, so we talk to them, too, so they know. Now, if you are part of or connected to me in one way or another, you can't sit and tell me you did not know. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're lying. And don't bring it to me. You're lying. Because those who are around me, you know, I said June 25th, 26th, and 27th. Talked about that. Know what it is. You are not listening because you're too busy talking. You know that date, June 25th, 26th, and 27th. So please, I'm asking you, please do not come to me and say to me, I did not know. Now go to somebody else. Please don't come to me. And I'm going to be very hot, heated with you. June 25th, 26th, and 27th, the Friday, the Saturday, the Sunday, with the hosting church there. We're going to bless God's people. We're going to come together. We're going to bless the people of God. And I'm telling you, we're going to bless God's people. And we, now, if you're interested in helping with the conference, if you're interested in helping, now notice I said this, because there's lots of people on there, because people didn't come to see about this. They came to hear what I was talking about with my rebuke. But let me just say this. If you're interested in helping with this conference in 2021, May, you got now until the conference. You don't have to come to me. You can call Administrator Rita Bryant, 877, write the number down, 877-912-2027. That's 877-912-2027. Now, I got some people from our local church that's going to be getting with Administrator Rita Bryant, and they're going to be helping her for my local church for that night. Amen. Saturday night will be the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry night. So our local church, people who want to be a blessing to me, people who want to sow a seed to me, people who want to give, we do that that night. Minister of the Bride is going to tell you all what she wants you all to give for that night, to give for that particular event. You don't have to be limited to that, what she's asking, so you can give more. Now, let the record reflect. For 10 years, I've said it. No one buys me any clothes. Don't buy me a tie. Don't buy me shoes. Don't buy me a suit. Don't buy me a shirt. Don't buy me socks. No one. If you're going to bless me, you make it financial. If you're going to put it in the card, you make it financial. If you're going to get a gift card, you can do that. Amen. 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 I will buy my own garments and clothing. Unless it's deemed something special that I need that cannot be purchased in the store, I'll say that. Unless it's something deemed necessary. I'm letting everybody know. Letting people know right there. Letting people know. Now, if men decided, they said, well, prophet, we want to buy your suit. Men, that's okay. If a man want to give me a tie, that's okay. Men of God. Men. If you are, that's right. Men. That's it. If my children, that's fine. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Gotcha.
Let's go there. Now, I'll put this in center here. To Administrator Aretha Bryant, and you said, Administrator, this is what we want to do as a team here for Prophet Matthew, and it's a garment that you guys want to do, you'll consult her. You won't come and talk to me. You'll consult her. So if you guys want to do that, that's fine. You see how that is? You'll talk to her. And it'll be like, okay, this is what we want to do. Amen. Okay. I just wanted to put that out there for the people of God. All right. Someone else? Anyone else?
God bless you, Prophet Matthew.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
Amen. I give honor to you and your presence and here and to everyone in their respective places.
Bless you.
This is Prophet Carswell, just reaching out to you on today as I was listening.
Bless you, woman of God.
But I'm led to just share with you something, if I may. I won't be long.
Okay.
I was coming to just in a flow coming from a very challenging cleaning of storage day, and I wanted to get into prayer. My spirit man was so I was on my way to your
Amen.
Local assembly, and on my way to the local assembly. God has been dealing with me with signs very strongly and colors in this season. And as I was coming almost to the place to turn off, there was this certain bird, a robin or whatever. And as the robin got, I'm coming down the street that leads to the adjacent street to the church, the robin got right to the midway of the highway where I was. And it looked as though it began to have trouble in its flight. The wings looked like they had been clipped, like in midair, like someone just grabbed it out of midair and just took the wings and held it from flying. Like, and I was like, oh my God, is this bird about to fly? What is this bird sick of? You know, I'm thinking about all of the elements in this pandemic. But God was showing me something more so prophetic, and even with eyes open, that it is mine. In the course in which I was going. As I slowed down, because I didn't want to hit it, I'm so careful for life, but in the midst of it, while listening to you and all of the things that you shared, the Lord had me to go into back into reflection. And the word that he had was the number 19. He said in this season he had gave Naphtali, one of the tribes, and I hear the preach, but it's very important, that one of the tribes got 19 cities. And in that place, it was a season of bringing in God's dwelling place and taking away the wrestling, the unsettledness. And I was hearing that in the realm of the spirit. And I hear the Lord say that in this season, this is a season of great judgment. And he's clipping wings of illegal travel to the office of the prophet. And as I began to sit and to hear God speak, the Lord began to tell me that he will not call, he will not have a conductor in this hour, but that will not be access to even view in the prophetic realm in this hour, because his word has stood. God is bringing in the promises that are concerning you in this hour, Dr. Matthew. And I'm very careful to say this with the utmost fearful respect and tremble because of the greatness that God has allowed to bring you into. And in this season, even into the places, the 19 is a powerful number for you. The 19 showed the different kings that were taken in Assyrian captivity. The 19 showed the different calibers in the book of fame in the chapter of Romans. The 19 different places of faith that God did. It's a remarkable place, but it's also showing that he's clipping spiritual travel to the gateway to the office of the prophet. As I was traveling and coming to the church, the windshield was wide open. It was clear. The rain had stopped. There was no reason for the bird to even have to, but God showed me that the bird didn't have to stop, but he stopped it. The bird represents the traveler. That callings that come without repentance are illegally traveling and is saying that they are authentic. But in the realm of the spirit, these feel that they have an obligation. They have a pass to be in your presence. And I don't know who it is, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but I have to release it. I don't know what you've been going through, Dr. Matthew, and I don't know what all of that was about, but I will say this. God said,
but hold on. Let me say that. Because I need to say this, and I'm going to let you wrap it up. It is important right now, and I said this because you said you don't know what I'm talking about. It's important for this hour, especially consistency, because there was some things that I said that was very pivotal, not in judgment, but in correction to people and to the things that was going on. It was not in judgment of anybody, but in correction, because I just want to say that, because oftentimes people get to tell in of what I'm saying, and it's the correct matters and correct the assassins and things that I know of people and individuals that have said things, as well as to the apostolic team or the conglomerate of our team that we have established, because there is a voice right now that's speaking that shouldn't have authorization to speak concerning where we're going and where we're at as it relates to the destiny and the purpose right now, because there are people who want in, but they haven't paid the price to be here. They want in, but they don't understand the depth of where we're going. They want me, but they don't want the ministry. They want me, but they don't want the people. They want me, but they don't want what God has given us as a team, as a people, so that we can, when we're speaking from this place. Now, that's some things you might have missed. So from that perspective, I consider that out of order. But I want to say this right now, because where we're going prophetically now, everybody has to hear the voice of my apostolic voice right now. And you have to hear what I'm saying directly from the kingdom of God as an authoritative figure in this atmosphere. And the reason I'm saying this is because too many times we miss what Prophet Lauren Matthews is saying to release out of the emotions of the atmosphere. This is no game. Where I'm at right now is a critical stage, because there have been people trying to assassin some of my leaders that have been came into the transition with us. And I would not allow it to happen. I would not allow it.
And I'm open and keen in the spirit right now to what's going on. I'm keen in the spirit to the avenues and the depths of people and what they're trying to do, to move. I'm not shaken. I'm not threatened. I'm not in fear, and I'm not scared. I'm more afraid and fearful for them than myself because I know where I'm at in the kingdom of God. So I'm more afraid for them than anything. I have not said anything, so I'm willing to take my rebuke for not addressing the issue in past time. But right now at this state, right now, saints of God, people of God, in all due respect, we're at a critical moment right now. And I said that last night because some people, you follow me, but you don't follow us on Facebook because you don't get the information. And I'm talking to even some of the members of our church. You follow me, but you're not following me. You're following, but you're not following me. You hear me, but you're not hearing me. You're talking, but you're not listening to me from this perspective. If you're going to follow my leading, you got to follow me all the way or don't follow me at all. Point blank, if you're going to follow me all the way as I follow God, thank you from Sister Ben making that statement, and I'll say that. As long as I follow God, follow me as I follow God. If I don't follow God, I understand that. But in this chapter of the book, it is very pivotal for men and women of God to be in order. In order. When I say that in order, and I don't have a problem rebuking and correcting, and I know some of you don't have a problem with that, but in this state right here, right now, it is imperative that the men, and especially with the new sons and daughters that are following up. You follow me, Simmons. You follow me, Minister Brown. You follow me, Gainey. You follow me, Johnson. You follow me, Mother Sydney. You follow me, Church of God. The new people who are following up, they're following up because they're tired of the usual, the business as usual. We're not doing backdoor prophecy. We're not going in alley prophecy. We're not going around the corner. We're not changing the sound of prophecy for the sound of you. We're not going any other direction. We're following the apostolic order of the house. We've been doing this 10 years now. And in 10 years now, there's a shift. I am operating in the office of the apostle, quote, end of quote. I'm operating in the office of the apostle. I've held off for my dad. I held off for years of him. I'm not holding off on that. I operate in the office for years, but because of my submitting myself to the authority figure of my father and submitting myself to the authority of my leader that left, so that the people will know that this hour where we're at, a Sunday service that was a packed house there in Marion where the assassins wanted it not to be. So you don't hear your assassin. I know who you are. You thought it was not going to happen, and I'm saying that to that person. They know who they are. It was a packed house. Apostle Simmons preached to a packed house on Friday. We didn't have the house open for Saturday because that was a private, intimate time with those men and women of God, and we were able to share. And that was an intimate time, so that we didn't do that live. We didn't do that live. But I'm letting you know because that was a time that was not for video. That were people who were asking questions, and they can ask any question because I've been like that. But to say this right now, we have to be in prophetic apostolic order in this hour. If we're walking in it, flowing in it, and operating, we can't get in our emotions. We can't flow in our feelings. We can't flow what we thought we heard or we should have heard or we missed out. You got to get the whole conclusion of the matter. There's a conclusion that was a starting point for me, and there's an ending point for me. And everybody has to hear the starting and the ending point of Prophet Lauren Matthews, the apostolic leader of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, the apostolic leader of this conference lab that we have over 85,000 plus viewers every Wednesday at this time, the apostolic leader of my first and third Monday, the Thursday morning, the Blog Talk, the Apostolic House, with 100,000, over 100,000 viewers, listener in, that's on here on today. So the apostolic voice has to be adhered to, because there will be too many voices that will be speaking, and it will not be the voice of the Lord. So we're not going to deviate from anything right now. We're going to stick in this order. Amen. Are y'all with me? Are you with me? Amen. Because it's imperative right now, prophetically, for the people to hear the apostolic oil right now coming out of my mouth concerning direction and concerning the people and concerning the saints. That's imperative for me this very moment. And I can't change from that. I can't deviate from that right now. And I will not deviate from that, because we're heading in a direction. And I'm not going to collide with all of these people following us. I will not collide. And that's what I said in the vision, and to the leaders, and to the men and women of God. So brace yourself. And I told people, May, this is the setup now. This is the setup. June, the closing out. July, you're going to see literally chaos. And that's leaders, that's pastor, that's people. And not only the church, but there's going to be a call. That's why I said, what did I say? Some of you all who watched me last night, after May 25th, right, mark your word, there will be an economic decline, but there will be a rise of the anointed men and women of God. The rising up. There will be a rising up. I'm talking about there's a rising up. So the call will be great. And then as we go into June 5th, after June 5th, you better brace yourself for the encounter. Brace yourself for who connects to you, who's saying, thus said the Lord, who's saying they want to marry you, who's saying God said it. Brace yourself for the counterfeit, because always there is a Judas before justice. And the enemy is closer to some of you all, as I said earlier, than you think. They're closer to you than you think. I'm telling you, it's closer to you than you think. And the astral projecting person, spirit, that person that consulted somebody and trying to come out of that body and come into my house, I know you. I saw your spirit. Couldn't do it because you were limited, and your power base is limited. And we destroy the power base. And we destroy the plan. We destroy your strategy, no matter who you consulted, whoever voodoo witch or warlock you consulted, piece of garment you done played with, or picture you done hold of the book, of the pages, of pictures of me on Facebook. I know you. I know who you are. I know all about you. But God, let me see you. He didn't give me a glimpse. I know who you are, and I'm 20 seconds from calling your name up. But I know you. Clearly, I know who you are. But I'm giving you a chance to make good on it. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'm feeling the presence of God. I'm feeling this thing. I'm feeling breakthrough. I'm feeling people change. But the people need to know that they have a leader that will stand for them, not against them, who will protect them, not all of this folly, who will stand on the very substratum of the word. Yeah, flawed, but not crazy. Things of God. Amen. And that's why Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, our house, and I honor those great kingdom leaders. I honor all of you all. Especially on this past Sunday, I thank God for you. I thank God for the word that you all released last Sunday. I'm excited. We ain't seen nothing yet. I'm telling you, brace yourself for the move that's coming in your ministry. Your ministry. I can speak for hours, but your ministry. Your ministry. What God is doing. We can't subjugate ourselves in these innocent young men and women of God. I say people got blood on their mouth. They got it on their hand, but they got blood on their mouth. And the people I'm dealing with, they got blood on their mouth. That's what it is, blood on their mouth. So I bless the Lord. I honor the Lord today. And I honor the men and women of God today. And I thank God for what the Lord is doing. I thank God for where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. And what I'm sharing today, it's not hard today for me to say it. I would usually say this is hard. It's a hard. No, it's not hard. Because that spirit has been continuously on the rise, and I have not said a word. Now, it's a showdown in Mount Carmel. Amen. And I bless the Lord today. Glory to God. Bless the Lord for the saints of God today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. I'm going to step back. Woman of God, if you want to finish that, go ahead. I needed to stay back. But I'm open to the prophetic things of God right now. The things of God. Bless you. And I still love you. And I want people to know I still love you. I still love you.